Warning, the following podcast has officially run out of things for this warning bit.
I don't know, what about that one about the dick?
No. Welcome to Rant Theory 43.
Today's tomorrow.
For you.
Future. Deluxe packaging.
Velvet line.
Children.
Limited edition.
What's that?
When we talk about the future. Yeah.
No, that is horrible. I don't know that is.
Oh.
Oh, is that we're going through the... Yeah.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah.
To the world of tomorrow.
I'm a bit full.
Why are you full? Yeah. Full of what?
I had
gaming news.
Too soon.
I wanted to pop it in there real quick.
Do
it again later. Save that.
I'm full of mad Japanese food.
I broke my
Japanese cherry last night.
Don't talk about that.
She was a classy lady, and you shouldn't do that to her.
Yes, and her name was Cherie, not Cherry.
Wait, what?
And what you did
she
was
did
wrong.
Correct you midway through.
Why
about
did she have
five
an Adam's
times?
Apple?
That was weird.
No, I went to a proper Japanese restaurant last night. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you have some sushi?
Mm-hmm. No sushi.
Oh, that shit's cheesy, son.
Oh,
too easy. Wagyu
that's
beef.
Standard. Wafu.
Wafu.
Wafu beef, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Excellent. You got to try it.
All right. Yeah. Next time I'm in Japan, I'll pick some up.
Do that. Yeah.
From the shops.
Yeah. It's like Coles. They just
and
sell.
So that we were talking about this earlier, and you guys call me racist for asking if they said moshi moshi when you walked in.
Yeah, that was mad racist. Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Yeah. It goes to how many Japanese sushi places you've not been to.
You followed up by saying you hated Japanese people.
I did actually
say that. And you sported whaling.
That's true. I'm wearing a whale coat right now. Oh, no way, this is my regular body.
Eating handfuls of blubber.
Yeah. Blubber.
Oh, whoa.
Good blubber.
That is good blubber.
Where did you get krill from?
Get your own fucking krill.
Krill.
Dried krill.
By the bag.
Oh,
now that's a lie. I love Japan.
I want to go there. That is hello.
I want to go there now. Moshi moshi is like saying hi.
Rather than really? Hello. That's a lot. That's a mouthful, Japan.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to criticize.
Try high. It's much shorter.
Isn't that very good or something?
Moshi Moshi is way more Japanese.
Domo Arigato.
Is that good morning? Domo Arigato is thank you.
Yeah.
What's a hello again? Moshi Moshi! That's high.
Yeah.
Some people, they answer the phone at Moshi Moshi.
Moshi Moshi.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% correct.
Excellent.
If there's one thing I know, it's foreign languages.
It's foreign languages.
All of them.
I speak
specifically
12 languages.
Hi. I can say hi
in 6 languages.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. You know why I don't say hi? Because that's yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I guess you can answer the phone going, hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That makes sense.
It's like polite.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You're going to be a hit in Japan, my friend.
Especially with these shorts.
You're going to be a
I've got the shortest. I've decided, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to be podcasting. We're in a dark room.
I'm going to show these guys my nuts.
I'm going to hang one nut at it out of my short. They're pretty short.
It's almost to that stage.
But they're mad comfy.
And mad uncomfy for us.
Considering I'm sitting directly across from you.
Yeah.
I'm
twisting your legs right now.
Spread. It's a bit weird.
They're comfy though. It's sort of liberating wearing shorts that are kind of a little bit unflattering.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know what? I've got nothing to hide.
I went there.
Except for my nuts.
Which yeah, you not, don't have them to hide. They're not being hidden.
Not being hidden very well.
They're out there. They are out there.
It's a bit yuck.
Oh, my Showing goodness. The voice of the world.
Mm. So anyway.
Did you see that guy's balls?
They were weird looking.
Have you been doing anything interesting, Adam?
Yes.
I went on holiday last
Oh, that's nice.
Week.
Oh, I had that adult for you.
What's that?
Did you pat a dolphin?
Did not pat a
turtle?
I did not pat
a... Did you ride a water slide?
Ride a
I didn't
bear.
Do
did
any
you go
of those
to
things.
Queensland and not go on a water slide?
No, I did not.
Ah!
I was at Noosa Heads.
What is that?
It's
is that
not
in
a water slide to be
That's
seen.
Is that in Western Australia?
More, isn't it?
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of up from Brisbane-ish. Yeah.
Upwards?
Yeah.
Towards
Sunny Coast?
And, oh, right.
Or yeah. Oh, still like 12 hours away from Cairns.
Near Biwa at all?
I did not check on the map.
You went to Biwa.
What is that?
That's where Australia Zoo is.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, well, then I was there because I went to Australia Zoo. Actually, we went up just as the poor people in Cairns and stuff were having their bloody cyclone crisis. Kicks. Yeah.
Oh,
literally, yeah. Literally, like, the day before it was on the news that it was going to be hitting. We're like, oh, we're not going on holiday then. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Turns out that the very edge of where all the disaster and stuff was happening was still 7 hours away from it. So,
yeah, okay, yeah, right.
So, luckily for that, but poor buggers up there copped it. It's really bad. But
yeah,
apparently, there's a really mad go-kart track opposite Australia Zoo.
Not anymore.
Hear it. Cycling. That's Australia Zoo. No, I think...
yeah, you shouldn't drive a go-kart in
possibly,
there.
Actually. No, possibly. But Australia Zoo was excellent.
Really good.
I fed an elephant.
Wow, what'd you feed it?
Elephant scraps.
A lizard. That's what he fed it.
Just like this whole... What's this? They're wiggly bastards. They really don't want to die, do they? Goodness me.
Jeez. It's a shame he has to die because this guy loves to live. Really?
Look,
doesn't he?
Look at him go.
Look at him struggle to survive.
I tell you what, though. I did put this Aussie battler.
Here you go, African elephant. Eat our beautiful flora.
This water dragon. This is why you're here, isn't it?
Bloody.
It's for the delicious, delicious lizard that I'm feeding you. They're like,
love their mental pictures so,
like,
so much.
So you can't do that.
Simply yeah. Just
give me a minute. It's working. Oh,
yes, I can. Oh, I said I would.
He's a feisty bugger.
He's a feisty bugger. No, actually, funny story now. I put this up on Twitter the day it happened, actually, is the lizards and stuff are pretty much roaming free. Like the water dragons, they're harmless, I guess. Well, I found that out after one of them jumped on my daughter in the pram.
That's what you want?
Yeah. It was like, oh, that's... And I didn't know what to do. So, like, literally we're sitting there having something to eat and we're on these little bench things and it just appeared out of nowhere underneath my legs. It was like... Like the head was poking between my ankles. It was hilarious. I'm like, I actually shat myself first. So I was like, there's a fucking lizard head down there. Because it wasn't a small one. And it sort of crawled out. It was like, you know, said to us, how are you going? How are you enjoying the zoo? And I'm like, pretty good. Thanks.
Look at my beard.
Lizard. Look, check out this frill.
This fine beard.
This frill was excellent. And it started inching towards my daughter who was sitting in the pram eating a banana. And we're like, ah, look, that's cute. And we're taking photos and like, it's getting close. And I'm like, ah. It's sort of not stopping, and then all of a sudden, it sort of sat there for about maybe 5 seconds, and it just leapt and jumped on Harper.
Yeah, literally jumped on her.
Got through that here, and its head was about
fucking
here.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, like Velociraptor style.
Clever girl.
No, I did not. I was not feeling overly witty at this point.
Beck, clever girl. Get it?
Yeah, it would have been wasted because I don't think she's seen.
So I've seen Jurassic Park.
It's like, should we get the lizard off our daughter yet? But literally, like, jumped on her, and poor Harper, like, she got so scared, and we didn't know what to do.
Did you kick it?
Well, but I didn't know what to do. I was like, do I grab it? Do I wait for, like, wildlife warrior to come out and fucking do it or something? But Harper did it herself, just pushed it off herself. And
nice.
Tough little bugger.
Yeah, you can
But
imagine,
it wanted the banana.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably
like
what
the
freaking
emus at Tower Hill.
Yeah, but the emus don't jump on your chest.
Nah, that would be awkward.
Yeah, it would be
that
awkward.
That would kill you dead.
If it was a cassowary, it would.
The cassowary would just fucking headbutt your chest, cage open.
Kick your chest open, yeah.
The feast on your heart.
But it's funny because, that whole day we're thinking, nah, she's going to be scarred. But now she keeps talking about it. She's like, lizard. Yeah.
Murder
Nana.
Lizards.
Lizard
started
Nana.
Beautiful friendship.
And that's it. She talks about it all the time. So that was awesome. But Australia Zoo, that is by far the best zoo I've ever been to.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. Clean. Everything's really well maintained. And, you go to like other zoos and
plenty of lizards to feed to elephants.
Plenty of lizards to kill your children. But like, we go to like the reptile hut and there's like, you know, it's kind of, you know.
Like 14 like, sad, sleepy looking.
All asleep in there.
And none of the enclosures are all that flash and, you know, like, it's okay, you know, like, it's living, they're not, the living conditions aren't bad or anything like that. But
it's like a nice concentration camp.
Yeah, exactly. One of the good ones.
An orphanage.
But everything was just really well maintained and awesome and got to, you know, actually pat some things and, highly recommend it. But no water slides, Nathan. Went to the beach once.
Wow.
Spent most of the time at the resort swimming pool. That place was fucking pimp.
Dude, you've got to do it.
Water slides.
A proper one. One that's terrifying.
Yeah, no, that will happen next time, I think. Yep. Maybe when Harper's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And she'll go down with me.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, actually.
For miles and
I want to go now.
Yeah.
I got my shorts on. I'm ready to
You're ready to go.
I'm halfway there. Living on a...
Water slide.
On a water slide.
Well, that's awesome.
Prayer. Yeah. So that was my last couple of weeks. So I did plenty of gaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
If gaming is sitting in the sun and drinking drinks...
You're playing the relaxation game.
I certainly was.
You need to do that.
I got the high score.
The whore.
I did get the high score.
High score
on the relaxation game.
Fighting a lizard.
Yeah. Had a mad beard.
I went back to work.
How's that going?
It's just, it's like you'd expect.
But you went back as a new dad.
I did, yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was everyone new congratulations, dad. Nathan?
That is an huge advantage of having a child, is people put aside the fact that generally you're a bit of a pain in the ass.
For and one they special you. Week.
They do. They do. Everyone loves babies.
They do.
Babies are retarded. A hot topic.
But people just look at you and they smile. They're like, oh. And you're like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, Nathan, wish a baby.
I wish I'd have done this before.
It's a good thing you can't buy babies cheap. Because if you could, there'd be people who would just have babies. Like cupboards full of babies. I don't know what the fuck to do with these babies. I just keep buying them. I see them.
They were cheap, though.
These are cheap.
I got a good deal on these babies.
$6.
Yeah.
Much like those nerds I bought in the supermarket.
Yeah, that was a good deal. Mm. But yeah, other than that, I've been doing very little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Except playing video games! Oh! Hey, I only played a video game that I talked about last week, Little Big Planet 2.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you reckon about that? Shit.
I'm getting into it. I really like it. I think the fact that I didn't really play the first one is helping me a lot.
I bet.
No, really?
Yeah, yeah, because it's all kind of still magical
all
to me.
All fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I'm seeing the peeling paint on some of the level design and stuff and sort of going, yep.
Yeah, and so
yeah, dude. I know. Another shoot 'em up level. Cool.
Sick
These
balls.
Aren't shit.
They're not that shit.
I played the cool one where you like ride the mouse around the racetrack.
Yep.
That was funny.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah. No, I'm
up to the last boss and I'd like to punch the sack boy in the face because I reckon it's a bad level.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Yeah.
It's no like, good. Hey, remember all these clever things we invented for this game? Like riding on vehicles? You do that. I'm like, okay, cool. Fine. Finish this boss part. Kind of awkward, it's kind of a little bit dinky.
Yeah.
Then you get up to the next bit and it's another new part, like it's using the jumping part, the grappling hook.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's fine. So it's like a three-stage boss battle. If you die in any stage, you go back to the start. And it's like six lives or so, but it's very, the last one doesn't explain itself very well, and I died twice on the last bit. And that's, like, very annoying, because then, it's probably about 10 minutes ago, because you have to make your way through all the other parts of it.
It's too much.
That's a bit shit.
And I literally, strangely enough, yelled at the TV and turned it off. Huh. Yeah.
No, that's YouTube, not that ending.
Yeah. But, I've still been, Have you checked out much of the community stuff?
I have, actually, yeah.
Seen anything cool?
I have. I tried a few of the first-person shooter ones out.
They're weird, aren't they?
It was weird.
They're well done.
Well
though.
Done.
I've only
weird,
seen
yeah.
I've only seen a handful of myself play. I played it at Rolkus's house.
Walk around on
a
hind legs.
I did a Mario level.
That's hilarious.
Of course, you know they do that.
Yeah.
But it was a really well done one. Like it kind of started off being Mario World 1-1, but then kind of went into its own thing. And it had a
2-2.
Really, 2-2.
Whoa.
And had one, a cool little two. Thing where you punch that first block where the mushroom comes in, you walk up to it, doesn't do anything to you, obviously, but at the start of the level, there's a Mario there, a little Mario, and you think it's just part of a title screen thing, but you grab the mushroom and drag it to this Mario, and he goes, boom, turns into a big Mario.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's really clever, and that's the kind of stuff I really dig, is just people sort of thinking outside the box a little bit, and just, it's
and
fun.
Ripping off Nintendo
ripping
shit.
Off Nintendo stuff,
basically, because...
Like I played the Donkey Kong level, which isn't... Oh, yeah, the Donkey Kong as
the,
in...
The arcade one.
Holy crap.
Is that good? I haven't played that yet.
It's perfect. Like, it is so spot on. Mm. It's amazing how much it looks like.
Yeah. Like Donkey Kong. I was really impressed with, I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but one of the first-person shooters where you're on a space station and you're fighting aliens.
I haven't played any of them.
Well, it's really well implemented.
Oh, except a Resident Evil one.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, this one, basically, you're moving it just step-by-step kind of thing, but it's got, like, a full working mini-map.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You go into rooms, and when you go into a room, it's like you've got to search for clues, and you'll come across, like, a dead body, and he'll have like a key code on him. You go to a locked door, you've actually got to punch a key code in to unlock it and stuff.
Oh, yes. Wow.
It just boggles my mind on how they actually did it. Like, I think I'm the other side of the magical wall where I haven't delved into the editing part yet.
Yeah, I have.
Once you do that, it does ruin a little bit of the magic, I find. Like, I remember when I used to edit levels, like, well, for me, I remember when I used to edit levels, like, for Quake and Unreal Tournament and things like that. Once you delve in and you know how things work, as you're playing a level, you're always in the back of your head thinking how it works. Yeah, you go, okay, they did this, they did that. When you haven't got that knowledge, you're just experiencing
like
it for what it
is. You're listening to music and you're like, you start, rather than listening to the song, you're listening to the way the song's being played.
Yeah, it's like some people think the simplest pop song is fucking the best thing in the world and listen to going, like, that's like basic as dog shit.
Yeah, The thing, I see what you mean, why I like it is because otherwise Little Big Planet just looks like kind of shitty looking a lot of the time. And it's not like it's doing anything amazing, but when I know how stuff works, it impresses me again because I'm like, how the fuck do you make this basic platformer turn into a first-person shooter? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Not just, this is a crappy-looking first-person shooter. Mm. You know, like, that's...
Oh, yeah,
that's
for sure.
I guess there'll be levels that are pop songs, and there'll be levels that are, like, 15-minute prog rock opuses.
Yeah.
Like, they are the ones, like the ones, the first-person shooters with a mini-map and stuff.
It's, like, that's just crazy. That's amazing. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
There's one I want to check out. It's not out yet. I think it's out soon, but it's... a 7-level platforming pack.
Release dates on fucking Little Big
Planet. Made by, like, I think it was about 5 or 6 of the top Little Big Planet creators. And they've all been
collaboration
to make, like, a mini kind of game sort of thing. And it's got a story and stuff like that. That sort of thing I really want to check out because
that's
awesome.
That's amazing. Bloody hell.
It is. It's a cool thing.
Well, I wish like I cared more. Together working on mods for like Half-Life and things like that. Like,
true.
Cool.
And then they end up turning into like, you know, what is it, Red Orchestra or whatever they call it.
Yeah, or they go working for Valve. Like,
I know
for a fact that like the guys who did really amazing stuff for Little Big Planet 1 got invited. One of them, I think, works like there's been several hirings from the community.
Imagine that. Yeah, a lot of levels that were like highly hearted and stuff like that were ones that guys had been chosen to make for commercials for Little Big Planet 2 and stuff.
They chose those people were made like they were bought in.
They were the ones who were bought in early.
And given for.
And that's cool. That's really good. That's
good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm digging it. Bailey loves it too, my son.
Where are you up to in the single player?
I am up to the sad man in the factory.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
He's such a good character. He's like a notepad. And he's just got paperclip body. And his face changes. Like, he's like happy and sad and stuff. And it animates with drawings on the notepad.
Like Biro drawings. Yeah, it's
really cool. I unlocked him as a character to play as. You can play the whole game as as the notepad man.
That's awesome.
He's got this really funny, sad voice.
Yeah. I think I finished a level where the sack boys are like, oh, you were trying to help us?
Yeah.
And because at the start they run away from you and
the
then
sack bots.
Sack bots, that's the ones.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, that's good.
So
glad you're
digging it. Cool.
That's
digging it. Yeah.
That's really good.
Only PlayStation 3 game I own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was for me for a while there too, actually, when the first one came out.
Yeah.
And you also...
I might pick this up when it gets mega cheap, which by the looks
what did I pay, 64?
It's dropping by the friggin' day. I've seen it by...
I think I saw it
for like 55.
Oh, really?
I saw it for
which doesn't, like, scream mega success.
No.
Which is weird. I don't know. Yeah. Unless it's just super cheap from somewhere overseas, but even the big chains and stuff are selling really
pretty
cheap.
Sure I've seen it between 50
I think Sony's
and 60
just
bucks.
Trying to, you know, really shift some
I mean it could be just to get it out there too because it is like a pretty
but
it,
it's a pack-in game as well, isn't it, with a lot of consoles and things.
Yeah,
so.
I know one came out, it came out with the PS3 and
and
you also decided to take the plunge, get a 3DS. This is unpredictable.
Yeah.
Adam's had a DS. I've had a DS. We've both had 4 DSs each.
Yeah.
We're not getting one.
I'm almost getting one.
Yeah, I was actually thinking
never
this.
Picked that.
This is the first.
What a twist!
What a twist!
Yeah. The first, like, current generation Nintendo product I will have bought since I bought a Game Boy Color.
Oh, shit.
When
really?
That first came out. Now, when was that? That was
and
like 2000.
That's arguably, that's sort of like an improvement.
Well, game,
it's not even a brand new, it's sort of like the DS Lite or something. It's not even the current one because it was a color.
Bloody hell.
That's crazy.
So basically, I was toying with the idea, which means that basically I was working out how good fun.
Hey, you scam it.
Yeah, and you sent me a message with a deal that Dick Smith had where
first it was 500, say
200.
200, 200, but then it got extended to 500.
I don't know about that.
It did.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
It sold out the next day. I checked to show Mary and it was gone.
Is that
Australia-wide?
Australia-wide.
It was online store online.
Yeah.
Free delivery. $300 with a game.
$2.98 with a game, yeah.
Oh, so an online purchase.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Free delivered. But then I looked yesterday morning or the day before and it was back to, they're selling it for $3.24.
Yeah.
And the game I got was $60. So it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty
I've
good.
Got three, what, $380, $390 worth of stuff for $2.98.
That's like, pretty good. That makes it a little bit easier to swallow.
It does.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure that's about regular DS pricing.
No,
isn't it?
Well,
still pretty expensive.
$230 for a DSi. Yeah.
No, when it came out though.
No, it was still low. It was they bought.
I know
DS
we talked about this
really
last week, but I feel like it was more. But I
think they did a lot of bundle deals and stuff, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was low.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Either way, I think that's a really bold move, and I'm not sure why they did it, but I'm hoping that other places will sort of take heed and see.
That's a really good deal. It's like they can't be making money on that, I don't reckon, much.
No, because then you've got I can't imagine at all. But
no,
so. I mean, that's they did. They had it for 200 to begin with, and then they said it did so well.
Okay.
It went so quickly that they extended it to 500.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm glad I got in when I did then.
Because I read the updates as it happened, and it was sort of like, it was like, oh, it's already gone. Wait, no, they've extended it. And it was like, oh, that's when I sent it to you.
Bloody I was hell. Lucky to get in then. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It would have sold out pretty quick.
Because when I bought it, it still said 200. So they must have extended it after I bought it.
Or they just hadn't updated that page.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
But it was... I think that's easily the best deal I've seen. I don't know that anyone else is... I'd be interested. I hope they do something with it. You know, they've got some room to move because they are tacking a full $100 more than anywhere. Actually, no, we don't get as badly reamed as... it translates to about 370 Australian... I know, 370 American is what the UK pays.
Oh.
Yeah. We're pretty
just
much...
the console.
We're at parity, We're at parity, so ours is pretty much the same.
Yeah, I looked from... You can buy it from the Nintendo side in the US for $250, I think, US.
Yeah.
That's their retail. It's
$249, isn't it? Yeah. So we got a $400 on it, and it's unbelievably frustrating to hear more like American people complaining
about
the cost.
About
$250.
Yeah.
And whereas you've got Australia, no doubt New Zealand's getting even more
than
us. So it's like this, it's like everyone's getting it slightly worse, but America who gets it for $250, $100.
These are the people that complain about $60 console games.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it's like, I also liked people saying, I heard a podcast but someone was saying, oh, yeah, but, you know, everywhere else in the world's got it really high, too. Oh, but they pay more for everything. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine, then.
Yeah. Hey, man, we've got fucking redbacks here. They'll kill you in a moment's
notice. That will kill you.
Yeah, lizards that will take your door for a banana.
Fucking banana.
He's desperate.
You write about getting your wallet taken?
Elephants that eat fucking lizards. This is bullshit.
This country is
I'm fucking moving.
Cyclones. Just straight up. Cyclones.
Floods.
Fires.
Locusts. Locusts. Where does it end?
Yeah,
I'm so glad this shit didn't happen next year, 2012, because everyone would be like, it's East of the World!
It's that movie with John Cusack! Where someone looked for that monk.
The ancient mind.
First Point Blank? No! You idiots!
I wanted to say that other one now. I can't remember what it was called.
But I'm really excited to get it. Like, as I said, I haven't had a new Nintendo thing for ages.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
I got the pretty blue one. I even went to the Nintendo site and, like, I saw the Nintendo Club thing. I'm like, ooh.
Club Nintendo?
I can join that.
Yeah. You can join that.
I know.
You will join it and then go, wow, this is disappointing.
I don't get anything.
Really?
Yeah, I still get emails.
Don't ruin it for me. Shut up.
Okay, it's amazing.
They give you points at the
points when you purchase games.
But when you first sign up, you get 500 points. No, well, maybe that was just the purchase of the DSi.
That was DSi that was suspended on their shop, so people actually used it.
Yeah, I'm keen for the shop.
The shop will probably be launched.
Yeah.
May.
Yeah.
May, June.
Him with the shop.
And then the rest of the features will get rolled out later this year for us or next year.
See, so I don't the Street Pass and stuff isn't going to work, but I don't give a fuck about that. I'm not playing
Pokemon.
I'm thinking
about
it's
you.
It's not just about Pokemon.
That,
it's about wireless connectivity. That is an entire feature stripped out. Like, it's horseshit.
What?
No, I haven't said the Wi-Fi won't be in it.
No, I'm saying it's a whole feature stripped out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not there.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
But
like,
honestly,
that's fucking connect level lame.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Just go, voice chat. The voice thing. Not there.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're Australian.
That makes even less sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, America gets it. UK gets it. We don't get it.
No, I don't get that at all. I don't understand what the deal is. I'm just back on the store. I think we're going to have to bring out a segment. Basically, it's like Omo's five games he downloaded yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, because you are going to go crazy.
The screenshot they had on it had like Super Mario Land
stuff
for original Game Boy.
Yeah.
On it. It's
all
like,
that stuff,
like,
man.
I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah,
you're going to go crazy.
I will believe it when I see it. Being someone that I own a two Nintendo consoles, I've seen the way they do online business and I don't like it.
Mm.
If they can improve it, then rad.
Yeah.
But the fact you have to punch your fucking credit card details in every time you make a purchase.
Yeah.
Every fucking time on the DSi store, which shows two items per page.
Yeah.
Two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's hundreds of things in there. What the fuck?
There's Super Mario Land on it.
Yeah. At launch?
No.
No, I'm just saying that once it kicks in, Homo's going to have a ball.
Yeah, I will have a ball.
You'll have a ball.
It'll have more fun than what I've had with Kinect that's been sitting in the cupboard for months.
Yep.
It's now on eBay.
Do that shit. Yeah. Do that shit.
That part again I'm very shady on. I don't trust Nintendo when it comes to that at all. Because I think they do a really shit and I'm just bitter. They fucking...
You are very bitter for a young man.
What was that word again? Contempt?
You're super bitter.
It's contempt, isn't it?
No, I just think it's poor form.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it is poor form.
I'm not disagreeing with it. I think it's
I'm willing to stand up and whinge like a man. Everyone wants to listen.
Listen to me.
To a grown man complain about video games.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. I can't jam Pokemon with my friend. Who do you mean? Who are you going to do that with? Somebody.
Somebody
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so can we talk about a game?
Yeah,
I want to talk about. I'm actually really keen to kick into Dead Space.
Dead
Space 2.
Because
you guys have played.
I'm going to add nothing.
What chapter are you up to, sir?
I am up to literally the start of chapter 2.
Okay,
and I'm finished.
You're out.
I'm out.
Wow, that's soon.
Why?
I'm just not getting that same Dead Space kind of thing that I got when I first started playing. I'm saying when I first started playing Dead Space 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me so far, like I've always been a bit kind of funny about a sequel for Dead Space. I reckon they should have just left it.
Yeah, I was the same.
Because there's something about Dead Space 1 that was just very, very special in the fact that I've not played a horror genre game and enjoyed it as much as I played Dead Space.
Yeah.
Everything from the way that it presented itself, like the way it presented enemies, the way it gave you the scares, the sound was just amazing. And it's just one of those things. I don't feel like it's a sequel game. It's like, what can they do? This is my thought, was what can they do to scare me again? And mind you, obviously I haven't given it enough time, but the thing is, the first chapter has been filled with cheap thrills for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of...
Jump scares.
Jump scares.
They scaled right back on that.
Hmm.
It's, there was one jump scare. I was like, this guy's going to jump up. And he did.
Yeah.
Straight away. Yeah. It was like, I picked it. There was,
literally a guy who jumped and scared me.
Scared me.
Jump
there
scare.
He is.
Jump scare.
I'm jumping in the air. But the thing that really has bugged me and it made me just not want to play it is the brutal violence at the start that's not around the necromorphs.
Yeah.
Like the dude that got killed and turned into a necromorph at the start, the way that happens, it's pretty gruesome, but it's more Saw gruesome than Space gruesome. Like
it was
the guy that kills himself in that first scene. Yeah. Like all that stuff is like, this is not why I play Dead Space.
It's
like it's going for cheap thrills early. Yep.
And it's basically just turned me off. And I'm like, well, you guys are way more sophisticated than that. Yeah. Like, you don't
need
to... It's
funny, like, having played it through to the end, that start section is really kind of at odds with how it goes towards the end. Like, yeah. it does kind of seem like they did that just to give you a big shock value at the start.
But it gave me the total wrong impression. And, like, I'm a little bit disappointed. I know that everyone's probably listening now and saying, fucking keep playing, don't be such a dickhead, you only played one chapter, but...
And I say no. Like, I will be a dickhead.
There's a difference between being scared, and I'm talking about Dead Space 1 scared, because it's like, it literally is uncharted territory. You've never played this game before. You don't know where they're going to go with it.
Don't know what they are.
Exactly. Yep. To going to Dead Space 2, which it's already, you know it's Necromorphs because they're there. They're there in that first scene.
But is it?
Yeah.
But is it? Exactly.
No, they are.
To being scared, and not even scared, but just more like, just kind of grossed out more. And it's just, I don't know. And I kind of want to give it the benefit of the doubt, but at the same time, it's like, I'm pretty happy to leave my memory of Dead Space 1 untainted.
Yeah. Well, it's... Dead Space 2 is a fine game. Game itself, it's really good.
I've been really looking forward to hearing what you've had to, because you finished it, haven't you?
Yeah. But you feel like Ellen Ripley in the later Alien movies. It's like, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
You chumps, stop being scared. We know what to do. Like,
I
found myself, this is going to sound pretty stupid, but I found myself playing this game more like Call of Duty, like checking your corners, and because there's no shock anymore.
Yeah.
You know exactly what these guys are. You know to shoot their limbs off, blah, blah, blah. So I was just, you'd go around every corner, check spot, shoot dude's limbs, done. Like, I played it very kind of methodically, and the last game, like, I remember saying, like, to you guys on the podcast before, was, like, there was one section where, like, I was playing when you guys were over, and when you left, I had to stop playing because I was so scared.
Yeah.
This wasn't like that.
Yeah, see, that's what you want.
I never got that level of fear and dread. Trepidation, like a dread that you get from the first one.
And the thing, that's why you play Dead Space.
Yeah, they didn't. Dead Space was like a fantastic movie that just did not need a sequel.
Yeah.
They've done the game is really good. Like, there's some really cool parts. There's a cool section where you actually go back onto the Ishimura, it's like a reasonably small section, but it's cool, like, because it takes you to the key locations, like the bridge, and you ride on a subway thing and whatever.
Yeah,
it's cool, but as a game itself, it does play a lot better than the first one, I find.
Oh, really?
The first one, I found that it meandered a fair bit.
It just seemed to drag on.
Whereas
do
this
a section,
one,
get on a tram, go to the next place.
Yeah.
This one has got it's a lot more streamlined. So you'll fight through a big section of a level, do a thing. You would expect that in Dead Space 1, you'd have to walk back and whatever. This one, say another door will open and you just continue on to a new place.
The pacing is
a lot better. Mm. As a game itself, it's actually tons better than Dead Space 1, I reckon.
Yeah.
The feeling of familiarity.
Better than Dead Space 1.
As a game mechanic-wise. Yeah. Until you get to the last chapter and a half.
Yeah, right. I've been hearing a little bit about this.
And it becomes total horseshit. Like, not even like, you get through it and it's not like you don't get a feeling of accomplishment. You get this feeling of like,
fine.
You dicks.
Yeah.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
That was shit. It was just a shit bit.
Is it something? Can you describe it without spoiling it at all, or is it sort of?
Basically, you do a lot of running. Like, if you stop, you've got no chance. So you've got to use a lot of stasis, a lot of just crippling limbs to slow guys down.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, it's not apparent what you could do. It's a lot easier in this game to cheat. You can hit dudes once, whatever, and just run to the next section as soon as the door shuts. Generally, you're safe. So you can exploit it a fair bit like that. So you've got like the last mission part where you've basically got to sprint through it, and it's horseshit, crap. Then you've got your last boss battle, which is just fucking horseshoes. Like, it's really lame.
As in the game of horseshoes?
Yes, that game sucks.
That game sucks.
Is he like,
it really
cheat?
Sucks?
Does he cheat with like a magnet horseshoe or something like that? Yeah, that is bullshit. I hate when people do that.
it's yeah, it's kind of a bit of an anti-climax.
Yeah.
And it pretty much finishes the same way as the last one did. So it's like, eh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, the payoff at the end wasn't worth what you went through.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole journey of the game.
Yep.
Fuck. Yeah. Man.
Which is a shame.
So should I bother?
I would, man.
You're not going to.
Yeah. No, I would. It's a really cool game. Really cool.
You could have said anything. You're still not going to play that game.
No, I'm you're not going to play
it. You're going to go home, play NBA, then return it later this week.
Yeah,
pretty much. I think, yeah, so that was what I was afraid of, exactly what you just said then. Yeah. And I think I'm pretty happy to not play it if that's the case, because that's, I mean, yeah, like I said, that first Dead Space memory, the memory of playing that game, like, there's nothing else that can be added to that in a sequel. It's simple, like, if you had said to me that, like, yeah, you brought up the whole Ripley thing, it's like, okay, have they gone a different angle with the story? Like, you know, is this... He isn't like the guy that's, like you said, the first game where you're basically creeping around a ship, you know, scared to death.
You don't know what's going on.
Like, whereas in this one, if he is more of the, like, say, for example, he's more of a badass.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I don't know, taking more control over the situation or something like that. Or, like, it just.
Purely because of the fact that you've experienced it before. You know it's coming. They can't recapture that.
That's
feeling.
What I'm. That's no. That well. That's fine. It's back to the shops then.
Yeah,
because that's the only reason I would. Want
yeah,
to
look.
Play
I finish it in a week. If you could be bothered, do it. But yeah, if you're not,
that was a shrug.
Yeah,
I just
audible shrug.
We need an audible shrug.
We do need an audible shrug. Just a button.
A button. Audible shrug.
Yeah. Audible shrug. Yeah. Just think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I'll just make that noise.
Just do that noise. That's good. Much more. Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, that's...
Made me want to play Dead Space 1.
See, I'd rather go back and play Dead Space 1.
Yeah.
Because it's still, even though I know what's going to happen, it's still, there's a vibe of that game, and there's a feeling you get when you play that game that even though you know what's coming up, you still get that memory of that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is it's about that game that I have such a fond memory of.
Yeah,
It's weird. You shouldn't, because it's a horrible game.
It is a damn the Ishimura part that I mentioned before, where you go back into it, it's actually really cool, because they do a lot of, like, flashbacks. Bits relating to your dementia and things like that.
Yeah.
Because that's something, right? Isn't there, like, some psychological shit that's going on too?
Yeah. I don't want to give away the story. Like, the story's nothing fantastic, but the way they do it is good with the cutscenes and
but
stuff.
But does that like, play around with the story at all, the fact that he's clearly hallucinating?
Oh, yeah, there's a major reason why that's happening, which you
that's
find out
cool.
within the story. But, yeah, it is cool, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's barely any new enemies in it at all.
Yeah, they all look like, from what I've seen of videos and things, it all looks like the same.
They're the same.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I would have liked to see a bit of new stuff. They've cut back on, like, some of the shit enemies, like the weird crap-looking bat-flying things that bring people back to life, the reanimators or something.
Oh,
shit,
they're gross.
Yeah,
there's only a couple of them in it.
Yeah.
Dead corpses.
Yeah. There's not as many of the shoot the yellow thing bits.
What about weapons, sorry?
Sounds like a grindcore band.
Dead corpse.
Dead corpse.
Dead corpse.
I like that. We are dead corpse.
Dead corpse.
Weapons, Weapons, are they different weapons? Same weapons?
Mostly the same. You've still got your plasma cutter, your line cutter.
See, plasma cutter is the only thing you need in that game anyway.
Sword.
But, like, at least if they could have varied it
up. There's a big,
up.
Like...
Because not, you're not on the Ishimura anymore. You're not having to make one. Do. They could have maybe upgraded the weapons. To more military-grade weapons.
You know how you get your power nodes and you upgrade your weapons? Well, now you get to the end of it. I can't think if this is in the first one or not, but when you fully upgrade a full path of it, it unlocks a special ability at the end. So by the time I'd upgraded my plasma cutter, it could set dudes on fire.
Oh, no,
I
definitely couldn't do that. Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, not as cool as what you'd think. Like it.
Oh, really?
It's like a little tiny fire. It's not very big and not very good. Yeah, it's like...
Spot fire my nuts!
like a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Ow!
Was there a flamethrower in the first one?
Yeah.
I think there might have been. Yeah, it's in there. It's really cool, flamethrower. You've got a lot.
Yeah.
Game
informed
facts. Informed game reviews.
Okay. Well, I don't feel as...
You don't sound enthused.
I don't feel as conflicted about not playing
I'd like
it
to
now.
Mention multiplayer, too.
Did you play it?
No, I did not. But it is a direct rip-off of
Aimless Predator?
No, no, no. What was that game that we played that wasn't... I recommended everyone to play the first-person shooter? Singularity. You know the mode in that where you some people played as monsters, some people played as
I feel like
humans?
Another game did this beforehand.
I didn't play multiplayer in Singularity at all.
Nah,
so.
Well,
Left 4 Dead? No?
Probably pretty much, yeah.
You know?
What game was it?
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead, yeah.
Left 4 Fred. The whole game
is players different.
Kind yeah, of. But this is more team truck? Deathmatch kind of stuff. Same sort of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
There's no other zombies running around.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently this is like exactly the same as Singularity. Yeah.
Because it's computer controlled.
Yeah, there is.
What are you saying?
Dreadnoughts.
Dreadnoughts?
What are you saying?
I'm not sure. I haven't played this game.
I don't know what's going on right now. Yeah,
in closing, play Dead Space 1 again?
Yeah. Play Dead Space 2. Honestly, it's a good game.
I'm not going to play it.
But not as
I'm not going to play it.
As Dead Space 1.
I'm not going to play it. It's not as good as Dead Space 1.
What the fuck?
What the hell is going on?
Nah, it is.
As good
as
the same.
Good, better
as
than
good.
Dead Space.
This is what
maybe
we're
as good.
Games.
Can we change it to not as good as Dead Space?
It's not as good as Dead Space. Yeah, just do that.
It's not. Yeah.
You can't say that. You're not allowed to tell him what to
it.
Say.
Well, me.
What do you mean? Stop putting words in Omo's mouth.
Can you say that thing I said?
I don't remember what
but
it was.
But on your own accord.
So I wasn't listening. A little bit. Read this bit of paper.
Read this prompt.
Though I said it was a good game.
Not as good
it
as
is
Dead
not
Space.
As good as Dead Space,
Space
1.
Question mark.
Damn it! Who put a question mark on the teleprompter? What?
We've been playing other video games.
God.
I'm retiring from podcast. Yes, we have been playing a game. I've been playing two new games. Mm.
Two?
No, one's not very new. One's actually been out for quite a while now.
Mm.
Last year, even,
really?
Was when you first could purchase it, but it didn't go officially on sale until earlier this year, called Elo Milo. Now, Elo Milo is probably the cutest shit you'll ever fucking see.
Everything looks like a pillow.
Everything looks like a delicious pillow.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone wants to dance with everyone. Mm. So the idea of this game is it's...
I love that we've gone from Dead Space 2 to fucking dudes cutting their throats open.
Game.
To, Elo Milo.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Dancing.
Cute
so
things.
Elo and Milo are two cute little things that just want to, you know, be with each other.
Who? Yeah. Sorry.
So what happens is
they're in a cube land.
We'll get into the deep, rich mythos of Elo Milo later. So
I'm about to jump right in there.
What Slide happens car. Is where you know one will be on one side of a cube kind of structure, and the other is inaccessible. And so the way that this works is you actually have to traverse through the world as one or the other characters to solve the puzzle to get back together. So one might be on the other side of the level, completely inaccessible, but be able to be pick up a block and give it to the other one via putting it where it can get to it.
Yep.
All the blocks do different stuff, but it's essentially like a sliding cube kind of puzzle, like where there's a definite solution to every problem. It's not about dexterity, and it's not about being it's about trying to figure out a problem by thinking sort of laterally, I guess,
like cooperating with someone else, but this other someone else is just you as
is
well.
You yeah mm. It feels co-op-ish,
yeah,
and it's just there's some really interesting mechanics, and the art style is just absolutely awesome. Like,
it's
I
good.
Really
yeah,
like
I
it.
That,
it's,
yeah.
it's obscenely cute.
Mm.
Even the menus and everything are ridiculous. Like, everything's like scratchy vinyl.
I love the music in the menu. You can play along.
Yeah, and get an achievement.
Obviously, I couldn't get it right. Did I buy it? Maybe I didn't buy it.
Wouldn't have got one if you didn't buy it.
Mm. But I actually sat there for about 5 or 10 minutes just sitting there, just playing little tunes. Like, it's really cool.
It's really cute. There's also some really interesting stuff that you have to collect each different level. You have to actually get these little things called sackfers, which are like, dangerously close to other, copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Sack boys. Stickfers. I don't know. Yeah, they
Sackfers.
Sackfers. Yeah, they're like little. They're, it's really cute. They've got all this really weird mythos around the actual characters and stuff too. Yeah. Just chew directly in the mouth.
It's inaudible. Once you're inaudible,
it is. It is not, my friend.
It's pretty audible.
Quite audible. I don't have headphones on, and I can hear it.
Splendid.
This game is like eating chocolate.
Delicious and satisfying.
So, this game is one of those things that looks so cute, but it. It gets, like, ridiculously difficult.
Yeah, the level I was watching you play was like, bleh.
Yeah, you get to the point where they start to twist on themselves.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, have you gotten up to any of those?
Yeah, I'm up to the end, I think, of the third land, I think. Because every level at the end has these boss levels. Like, there's three, if you collect enough of those little dudes, I guess there's really, really specifically hard part.
Yeah.
And one level, you know, that you have to actually beat, and they don't have the little guys to collect. And for some reason, the main characters are in, like, these super cube 8-bit style, like kind of like 3D dot game dot hero dots game. That they all look like those guys for some reason, and the rest of the level doesn't.
Everything's all soft and squidgy and plush.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they're all square. It may explain that. I collected an old game system in it too that unlocks a like an 8-bit mini game too.
Okay,
that's just there.
That's really cool.
So it's, I don't know, it's one of those things where I really enjoyed playing it. And one of my favourite parts was there's the part of the main sort of song that plays over the entire thing that's clearly out of tune. Like, it's just, you can hear it. Every time I hear it, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh. Like, it's just, it feels like I'm playing it because it's wrong. Like, it's just slightly wrong. And it's, yeah, it's kind of maddening. But it's, yeah, I don't know. It was really relaxing and stuff.
You hate to see
Rocky.
It.
Rocky!
Oh, I set an alarm for myself.
Oh, geez.
An alarm wants to turn your phone off?
Yeah, remember to turn phone off.
I'm silent.
Shit.
Yeah, I really dig this game. So you guys didn't actually buy it? Did you play it at all?
No, I played the trial, and I appreciated what it was trying to do or what it was doing, but yeah. Maybe I wasn't feeling up for a game like that.
There's also a weird sub-story that's running under the whole thing, the collecting stuff, and it collects these pieces of drawings.
Yeah, it's like that, telling each other about things they did or something, like memories or something like that.
Yeah, the whole thing's sort of based around memories.
Yeah.
And it seems like, I think it'd probably be a lot, you know, more accessible if it wasn't so fucking balls hard. Like, it gets that point where you're just, you can't, or you get those mental blocks, you know, when you're like, you have to walk away from it because you just cannot.
Yeah, you can't see any sort of solution.
There's some really nice cameos, too, for some other indie game stuff, too.
Oh, really? Like what?
Yeah, there's one from World of Goo, and Meat Boy is in it as well.
Meat Boy?
I haven't seen Meat Boy yet, but I saw the World of Goo level.
Meat Boy's really cool, like the Kanye West of video games.
Yeah, they're all doing it in all games now, like all the indie
good
games.
Good on them. I think it's cool.
It makes sense because it's all cross-promotion and such.
Yeah, it is cool, yeah.
And you unlock the little Elomelo characters for your avatar as well. I thought that was cool.
That's cool.
They just stand around me and dance, and I go, that's so cute. Really, so cute.
Pretty cute, actually. it may be a game I pick up at some stage, but no, I just don't know.
It's 800, and I was like really in the mood for that kind of game. Yeah. I just want a bits and piecey kind of game.
Yeah.
And it fit just perfectly.
Yeah. You want to talk about things fitting perfectly? I'm going to jump right in there.
Do it.
Sorry, because you know, basically, I wasn't even interested in playing this next game.
Yeah.
Really, I was actually looking at it more for my wife, but
I love that.
This game
looks
awesome.
Cute.
Yeah, it looks cute. It's got Russian stacking dolls
for my lady.
It.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, like she's going to instantly all of a sudden start playing video games. But no, Beck actually, she really loves the little
babushka
dolls and stuff. I thought she'd love this. And I was like, sort of just showing her. No, I was like, yeah, punch me right in the face. No, she did like it until she saw me trying to show her something. It's like, I fucking hate them now. because you like them. I was sort of playing the trial going, oh, yeah, so it's got this back and, you know, this and this. And all of a sudden I'm like just, you know, getting more and more into it. And
she left.
And then, yeah, she left and I'd bought it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
Stacking.
Stacking. It's great. Newest thing from Double Fine.
Yeah, Double Fine.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to say that and mean it again.
Yeah.
And not go, Double Fine. Man, Brutal Legend, fuck
sucks.
You.
This is a mad Tim Schafer game. Like, this is Psychonauts all over.
Really?
With the humour and the quirkiness.
Yeah,
it's
the humour.
Humour's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Really cool.
So, explain how it works, Adam.
Well,
what kind of game is this game?
Yeah. It's like Tetris.
Yeah.
On a battleship field.
So, every single person in this world, so you're not going to, you're just going
to
sit there.
No,
and go,
I'm trying to think of a way to explain it. I think the only thing you can really say, obviously, they've based the game around the Russian stacking dolls. So, mm-hmm. they're the ones that, you know, they go into each other, from small to
nesting
big.
Nesting dolls.
Nesting dolls. Yeah. They're called a bunch of Matryoshka dolls. I mean, there's a bunch of different names. And basically, the start of the game, it's like the story is you're a part of your little character family, is a part of a family.
Is he an adult or is he a kid? This is what I can't figure out.
He's a middle aged.
He looks like a little angry man.
Yeah. And you've got
You're the smallest.
You're the smallest piece out of all the dolls. Your father goes away to do some work, doesn't return, so. Because he doesn't return, they haven't paid their bills, and all the children get taken away to work.
Put in slavery
to work.
They get
off
apprenticed.
The
debt. Yeah.
They find out, they're not actually getting taken to work off their debt. They're actually being kidnapped.
Yep.
And taken to various locations.
By the Baron. It's a classic story.
Yeah.
All
set in like really cool, like 20s,
old-timey
movie.
Let's
like,
have a duel type subsettings. So yeah, it, like instantly you're attracted to that. Yeah. Like it's really charming.
I
know you've used charming as the key word for this game.
Absolutely. It is. Yeah. And you just like every little thing, like they use that little big planet thing where they just sort of say, you know what? It's not wheels, it's bottle caps. And this is like, I'm really enjoying going around the world and going, okay, so that's olives on a stick. That lady's parasol is like a cocktail umbrella.
Yeah. It's funny because if you squint, everything just looks real.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
and the graphics
back sounds
are phenomenal.
They're really good.
Sitting pretty close to the TV and looking at the shininess of metals and stuff. Everything looks small because they've got a really shallow depth of field too. Like everything goes out of focus. It looks like, you know, like they've done that. Have you ever seen tilt shift photography where they take they do this really weird aperture thing where it's like everything's fuzzy except for the middle ground but they do it of a really, like they do it out in the real world. It makes everything look like toys.
Okay. Oh, right.
Because
that's cool.
You can't have aperture that looks like that with a real camera. Like, it just doesn't work until you do this tilt shift sort of thing. And so it kind of looks like that, so it makes it look small. Like everything does look like hand.
Yeah.
And they do a really good job of scaling from when you jump from one character to the other.
That's
the main mechanic as well. You have to explain.
It's basically, pretty much what you do is you've got to go around
solve problems.
Literally, it's a problem solving game.
Yeah.
It's not a puzzle game in a traditional sense.
Yeah.
It is problem solving. And this could be anything from, you know, I think one of the main ones at the very start was where you had to clear a room.
Yeah, there was a room that you
And
you
there's about three or four different ways you can do it.
Three different ways to start. And they say, hey, you can solve this any way you like out of these three different ways, but if you want to do it this way, then you try it a different way. Yeah. If you get all three of them, then you win.
Here's the thing I'll quickly say. How did you guys do that very first one?
Fart
we had to clear the room.
In the vent? Yeah, because I saw a dude farting.
I got the get out of the way man who yells at people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did fart in the vent as well.
Yeah. Okay. So, wait, what did he do? How did he get rid of him?
He just goes, burr!
Oh, no. Not the very first part. The first where you got to clear that,
the room.
The room.
You have to empty the room out.
To get the guys out of the room.
The guard is in front of the door and you have to empty the room.
I went in.
Because there's another way I think you can do it, because you can get the bosom lady to seduce the guard out, but then I couldn't figure out how to get into the door.
Yeah, you just...
I think you needed the key man to maybe unlock it. I don't know.
No, then you go into the guard.
I went into that. Yeah, I got into the guard.
Guard, yeah.
I went in there and spoke to the guy, and he said, what are you doing here? And then all the people go, oh, they let any riffraff in here, and they all left.
They all left, yeah, because they said if they find anyone, everyone gets kicked out. Yeah.
Who wasn't invited,
So how did you get in the door?
Yeah, seduce him with a sexy lady.
No, I didn't do that. I did a lady who sang, the opera lady.
Oh, I didn't even see
she
her.
She sang, and then they all kind of look at her, and I quickly jumped out of her, ran behind, and jumped in him.
It works the same
guard.
Way.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool.
It's using the guard to get in. Like, that's the way.
Yeah, because once you're the guard, you can just
walk
straight
in. You can use the sexy lady.
Yeah.
Or you can use, you know, any way to get...
The core mechanic of this game is basically you can jump into any doll that is one size larger than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once you do this, every single different doll has a special power.
Yeah, like
which
being
is activated
able to
by
spot
pushing
there's
A.
Dolls. There's a lot.
Yeah. There's heaps.
Slapping dudes.
Slapping
dudes.
The slapping is
the
hilarious.
Uppercut man is hilarious.
I haven't found him yet.
Yeah, uppercut man's on the ship. With a giant fist, and he just
it's
like...
It's funny because his fists are still painted on his little body like this, but then he's got one massive fist floating in front of him.
It's
just
like,
her! It just like uppercuts dudes.
Did you guys get into
hunting yet?
No.
Just shoot dudes.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. I got into one of the train conductors, and like his special power is this full steam ahead.
Yeah.
And he just goes, he runs full pelt, like making a train noise.
I found one today who was like the train conductor.
Yeah.
And his thing was his hat. A stop sign, like the crossing sign, was in his hat, and then his two glasses, like his two eyes of his glasses, did the ding, 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 the two
nice.
And it didn't do anything other than like make people like stop and stare at him.
There we go, that guy.
They were like, you know, what the fuck? But then it triggered that hijinks thing, which is another mechanic. It's just for fucking around, like experimenting with the unique abilities.
Like, yeah, you slap 10 people with the glove, and you get a golden glove, and that's like, there was another one.
I got
the pelican.
Judge.
The pelican. Did you go in the pelican?
Yeah, no. I went in the pelican.
You
what
fly
can you
in
do?
Five pelican nests.
Oh yeah, I did that.
And then he gets a little gold sailor hat.
Yes.
Nice. Hilarious.
That and that. That.
One,
so
one
it's
of my
all about experimenting.
Is probably the kid that vomits cookies.
Oh, I haven't tossed him either.
Yeah, I keep trying to do something with that kid, like solve a problem.
Do you know what I did?
Cannot figure it out.
Do you know what I did? I didn't catch it. No, I vomited in front of the pirate.
Yep.
And the little bird jumped off his shoulder, or whatever's on his shoulder jumped off and ate the cookies. I'm like, I should have jumped out and jumped in the bird real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously that's a hard thing because it's up on his shoulder. You can't jump in him. You can jump in the pirate. But I haven't been able to get it to do it again.
It's amazing. Yeah, there's so many little things that you're just supposed to experiment. This is one of the things that sort of been getting me about it. So let's say for instance another game that requires you to think of a solution, like say Braid, where it says, "All right, hey, this is weird. How the fuck are you going to solve this?" Mm. But it makes it very clear the parameters.
Yeah.
Whereas this is sort of like, okay, hey, I want you to stop this fair. I want you to stop this particular activity. Yeah. So you go, the most obvious one, and you find one thing that makes the whole thing stop.
Yep.
And then it goes, ding, way to go, one of five.
Yep.
And you sort of go, that drives me crazy because I'm like, what else is there? And then I just like obsessed over this one particular thing. And one of them I got all four for on the ship.
Yeah.
And every other one I've only got, I think I've got about two or three a piece of the other ones.
Yeah.
And there's one with five that I've only worked out three different ways to do it. And it's just so annoying.
So once you've done it once, can you go back and do the other ones?
Yeah, you can even go to the next level and then
just go back. Wow, I didn't realize that. I thought once you did it, that was like, that's the way you did it in this game.
No, it's...
It actively encourages you to try as many different things.
And find another thing as well as that, is the unique sets of dolls.
Yes, stacking sets.
That's really cool.
That's
you find
really
one and you'll go, hey, this is a part of
family,
a set.
Yeah,
so
one
you can
or
find
three
the rest
or whatever, yeah.
And I don't think it really gives you anything. Like when you find it gives you the
because the other thing you've got is a home base where you've got all your different people that you've collected, all the different unique people you've stacked inside of, you collect them.
Yep.
And I went in, I played the shit out of the ship one, and I think I had about 24 of 27 unique ones.
Okay, yeah.
And then I walked in there and it was just filled. Yeah. And then I went, looked at my other one. And it was bugger all. There was like hardly any. I'm like, oh shit, I have to go back and do that around. One.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got this really nice collecting sort of aesthetic to it because they're like toys anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
The thing that gets me about this is you don't see the shitty edges. Like, it's incredibly polished. Mm. This game looks beautiful.
The way it's.
Yeah.
It's funny because I remember you telling me about this. It was a share on a reader feed, and I was like, and you actually literally said, you know, I should show this to Beck.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, cool, and I gave it not another word of thought after that, and then all of a sudden all these reviews start popping up, and they're really positive reviews.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's
they
amazing.
They made the best decision going from a game company that was like, we are doing AAA, massive, huge budget games, hiring Jack Black, and doing the whole works, and then not doing very well with it, and then saying, you know what, fuck it, let's appeal to our audience.
Yep.
Go to our audience with a smaller scale project. Yep. Things like Costume Quest, which did really well for them. They released DLC
for that.
Was that
Double Fine?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
And what was the other one? The other one as well.
The one before that. I can't remember what that was.
Yeah.
Costume Quest and the other one. Oh, yeah. I know the one because I didn't think it was that good.
Yeah. I can't think what it was now. Anyway, there's another one. Yeah.
Not Deathwank.
No, that wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't.
So, I think this is their jam. You know, this is perfect for them. It's like,
definitely.
This is the exact right size. Like, I want to go in there. I laugh at the weird shit that people say, but I love the fact that they encourage you. It's like, hey, you know what you got to do is talk to everyone.
Yeah.
And it feels like a little bit like an old point and click. Like, I'm walking up and I'm going, hey, you, what are you, what's your unique dialogue? I want to see it. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, what? Oh, he keeps talking about a woman or something like that. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll
love
go
that.
As a, like, they'll just give you a little clue as to how to solve the problem.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple where I'm just like, what the fuck? And I figure out, like, maybe, there's a caviar chef.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that one was awesome, yeah.
So I've got three different ways. I've finished that three different ways.
Okay.
And there's this one thing where you can call the chef out of the kitchen. Yeah. I'm like, now what?
I've done that. What do you do?
Like, I don't know what to do next.
Yeah. Well, there's another dude you can get. I can't think who he is, but you go in there and basically you put Gruul.
Yeah, I did that was
the first one I did.
Yeah, I
tried getting the vomiting cookie boy.
So did I.
And he's already said. He goes, oh, what's a little bit of extra flavor on friends or something like that? Yeah.
I know.
It's hilarious. Yeah, and I even tried doing it on the train.
Yeah.
And then, like, someone said something about dessert and something else. It was like, they didn't seem to faze
them. They liked the smell of fresh cookies or like that. I'm like, God damn it. I was sure I had it.
I want to try, I don't know if you guys have been, you know how you get up to the same room in the first level where you get the guard is guarding the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you can go upstairs. Have you guys been upstairs?
Oh, there's a little VIP thing and it says it's like, now open.
There's like a massive doll up there, like a huge guy.
Yeah.
And there's nothing big enough in the first level to get into him. So I'm wondering if you can get into a big one on the other levels.
Oh, I can't wait to see how big they get. The dolls get.
Yeah, apparently there's quite a few, like there's more sizes than what you've seen as well, which is really cool.
Because the thing you mentioned before about the scaling is like you do actually really notice when you go from being little Charlie? Charlie's little.
It's almost like a Katamari feel to it, like the scaling.
Yeah, it really does. Like it's.
Except you just go, all right, small now, and just dump everyone. Yeah.
Did you know how cool was that? On the boat level, the family of four riding the bike around.
It's fantastic.
It's really cool, and this is completely taken me by surprise. It's the first game in a while that's made me want to play something else other than NBA, and I think that's like, and it's totally not a game I would have even thought of to play. Like,
it's actually really made me want to go back and buy Psychonauts because apparently that's cheap on Xbox.
Makes me want them to release Psychonauts as a HD release so I can actually play it for the first time. Like, I've only played the first 5-10 minutes and I'm going, this is really good, but, you know, you can tell it's an old game.
Yeah,
like
Brett and I were both talking about it, what we got up to when it first came out on PC.
Yeah.
And what basically held both of us back was the PC controls. There were some bits that were, like, very platformy.
Yeah. Did you just plug in an Xbox controller?
Don't know if it would work with it. Maybe. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. Or I could just get it on an Xbox.
Yeah.
Or do that.
There's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think if they, you know, releasing the
I've
likes
got that
of,
on PC as well, actually.
Yeah, I've got it somewhere.
Yeah, I got a Steam copy. It was like $1 or some shit.
Yeah, that was a cool game. It was really funny.
I bought it too, actually, on Steam.
Yeah. I think it would hold up pretty well today,
I'd like to see them do a
you know, they're doing it for the likes of Beyond Good and Evil and games like that. Cool. Which is another one of those games. Like, you know, Beyond Good and Evil and Psychonauts are generally in the same conversation where people are talking about most underrated games of all time. If they did that, the HD remake, I would definitely buy it for sure. Especially if it's got that same sort of charm that what Stacking's got. You know, like it's, this is completely taking me by surprise and I'm stoked.
It's a good game. Yeah, and it's just, it is literally fun just to jump in a character and see what they do. Like, I was jumping in one chick and I just pissed myself laughing and looked at Tash and she's like, does that say sip tea? I'm like, yes. So just like tap the button, she just and just drinks tea and that's all she does. It has no use other than to look kind of funny.
I've seen the little kid, there's one called Sugar Rush.
Yeah, and
just goes around and thinking it's like he's drunk.
I jumped into the baby in the pram.
Yeah,
and couldn't figure out what to do with it. He can cry, but that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's so part of the fun.
Must be something. Yeah.
And you want? Can the mum push the pram though? It's like
you wonder.
There's certain bigger characters that can do things that others can't. Like there was one thing I was like I couldn't figure out at all, and you could see that it was supposed to do something.
Yeah.
And then it didn't do that, but then I had to work out what size characters did work.
Did you guys jump in a dog at all?
Yeah.
Notice the colours go all muted?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Did you do the tricks that the dog can do?
No, I don't think I did, actually.
Yeah, you press A to do tricks.
I did, actually.
I don't know why I didn't
scrape
do that.
Ass along.
Really?
Along the ground.
That's cool.
And it's so funny how much animation they can put in
two halves
of a doll.
Yeah.
Like the sexy chick. Her walk is all the hips at the bottom.
I was saying it to Beck when I was playing. I was like, look at the way she's walking.
Yeah,
it's
and
hilarious.
There's other ones that like tilt right backwards and just do this hilarious comic run. And you think about that, like the thing, I heard about this game and then it was out. You know, it was so quick.
Yeah.
And you think, well, what animation was there? You know, like a lot of the animation is two static pieces.
And it's not like two halves and then
it doesn't look perfect either. Oh,
no, it doesn't at all.
Like, it looks like there's frames missing. Like
it's like it's glitching out a bit or something like
that.
Great stuff. Download the demo, check it out, because this is just
You'll know if it's for you straight away.
It's 1,200 points, which is on the more pricey side.
I think it's worth it.
I thought that. I mean, obviously, it'd be nice if it was cheaper, but I think it's worth every point.
Yeah.
It's
excellent.
As I said, it's charming as a big bag of charming shit.
Yeah! Bubbles falling from the top.
Is that the Mortal Kombat theme? It is, isn't it? Motherfuckers. Can't get through a podcast without the Mortal Kombat theme. All I can think of is Spirit Fingers when I hear that song.
Oh, yeah.
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 These are Spirit Fingers.
Disgusting. It's time for discussing.
We're going to discuss the movie Bring It On.
Spirit Fingers.
Discussing.
Show us them. What you have.
We decided something different this week. Different
what
things.
What do we do? What do we do?
What we said was, hey, Rant Theory community, give us some things from Twitter.
We cannot think of what to talk about.
Shh, man.
Shut up.
Oh, running
the elite. No, we have wanted to do this for a while is actually ask some people to ask us some stuff. So it's not just things we care about. We want to know what you want
what
to
do you care about. Because that's the kind
stuff.
Of guys we
Dear
are.
Dear Adam, what is your favorite pizza dish? And if so, are you eating it right now?
And?
Favorite pizza dish?
Yeah.
Strawberry.
Like a dessert pizza.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, I just put it on a ham pizza.
No,
like
not so good.
Shit.
Some people don't like pineapple.
You know
I like strawberry.
Motherfuckers put pineapple on pizza. That's about as weird as putting a strawberry on a pizza.
Sort of is.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Pineapple. Sweet. It's a fruit.
I like
put
pineapple.
Put some kiwi
on pizza.
Fruit on your fucking pizza.
I don't like how the way it gets hot and then gets cold and it's uncomfortable. It's sort of damp.
I don't like that it's pineapple on a pizza. You know what? I'll eat it anyway. I really
was going to say you don't like apple and salad.
I don't like apple
salad. I don't like apple salad either.
No. It's like putting fucking raisins and sultanas in a salad.
Fucking, yeah.
In a curry.
In curry. Oh, my God.
Curry?
That's such an old lady
who puts
thing
it
to
in
do.
A curry? Yeah.
And I remember, just use that straight curry powder, like a whole
yeah.
bunch of that curry powder.
Yeah. You know, it's on a lesser extent because it's probably
sausages.
More of a wog thing, but it's like putting carrot and pasta. Carrot and spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, that's I'm on the fence
that.
With yeah. that.
That's like just filling
it's borderline,
it
borderline, but I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't do it myself.
Adam is making the cut that shit out. Motion.
Fucking bush league. Out of here.
I have eaten at your
my nan's
house, and it was amazing and an eye-opening experience of how someone is to prepare food.
She just has a bucket of carrots that she throws out the window yeah, while she's cooking.
She prepares
spaghetti.
The carrots.
She's like,
to put
shit
the fuck
in
the
this
bin.
Shit.
Yeah.
See, this is how you grate the carrot, and this is how you throw
the
rocks in the bin.
This is the lady that not only fed me while I was staying and using her facilities at their house, she also then sent me home with multiple containers of stuff to eat later on, and then was concerned that I didn't have enough.
Yes.
And then gave me mud cake.
Mud cake. The funny thing was when she came down just recently, she was like, oh, I was going to make Nathan some more pasta, and I didn't get time to it. I feel really bad. Like, man,
he's an adult man.
For starters, where's my pasta?
Yeah, there hasn't any pasta yet. It is amazing pasta, though. But the thing is, her lasagna, this is what freaks people out, is it's got egg in it. Like, uh-huh. you get, like, boiled egg and you cut it up yep, and put yep. it in it. And it doesn't
I'm
sound
okay
like
that.
It's excellent.
Salami. Oh, nice.
Oh.
I said excellent, but I actually said excellent.
That's okay. Keep rolling.
Keep
rolling.
Keep going.
But it's just amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Things.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
So that's
in
that's
closing,
disgusting.
Pineapple not good
not
on
good on
pizza.
Pizza. And my nan's pasta can kick all your pastas.
It could
in
actually.
Ass.
It could
kick all your.
None of this fucking carrot, fucking
nah.
and
regular ass, fucking
pa,
bolognese.
Pa could bash you. I'm
he would
saying.
Bash you.
I don't know
nah.
who you are.
He wouldn't stop it. Nah, he wouldn't bash you.
Nah.
He would.
He'd get someone else
to
do it. He'd hire
he would just
someone to
fuck you up.
He's that kind of guy.
Yeah,
he knows people.
He knows people will fuck you up.
Yeah, and if you see him in the morning, fucking look out.
Yeah.
Look
fuck
the other
man.
Way.
That man in the morning, Jesus Christ, goddamn.
Let's just say he had a rough night. I'm breaking
every night.
People's heads.
Maybe he's Batman.
Comes out with a
maybe that's why. Maybe that's why he gets up in the morning and his hair's all messed up and he just looks like he's extra.
Angry as
he looks
fuck.
Like he's more tired
he's
than when he went
to bed.
He's had
45 minutes sleep because he's been out fighting crime.
Yeah. Dudes up all night. My grandfather is Batman.
Yep. There you go.
Excellent.
There you go. I've never had all these years.
There you go. So many questions answered already.
Yeah, he's a private detective.
Yes, he is.
He's Batman. He's fucking Batman.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Does that make your name Alfred?
Kind of. In a way. Maybe it's Alfredo.
Synthetic lawn at the front, guaranteed.
Oh,
comes back like it opens up.
Yeah,
up
there's
for the
a fucking yeah. That's
bat
why it's fucking there. Synthetic.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
You
all
got
these
a fucking
pieces,
lair and everything.
All these pieces. Loves
man.
His gadgets.
Yeah.
There's even like a lake there. He can do the bat boat thing out of.
Wait, come back to the lake. I'm trying to chase you.
No, stay in there.
You wait here. Don't go too far. I've got to get the plane.
I'm just going to go get the bat wing.
Going to be the par wing.
The par wing.
The par boat.
And like the shape of it is pretty much his hair when he wakes up in the morning. Is that real fucking fucked up? Jesus.
And I imagine his par-mobile is a black Valiant.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Or it's the same as his car, it's just sort of different.
It's a Hyundai Elantra, but black.
He
did have...
Who the
to
fuck
have...
is that guy? It's par man.
It's fucking par man.
Punch me in the face.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck off.
He I'm going to bed.
He used that. Did he ever tell you about his... Did he ever tell you about his Jag?
Yeah, yeah. We had a big convo about that,
fucking
yeah.
White Jag. That thing
yeah,
was
my pie,
bad ass.
My pie had a Jag too.
Yeah, bad ass.
It's the longest car I've ever
it's
seen.
Pretty long car. I backed it out of the driveway once. Scary, because it's wide too.
Yeah.
But that thing was a monster. Maybe that was the Batmobile. He pushed the button and turned black. That would make a good Batmobile, actually. That'd be sweet, fucking Jag.
Do you know what this sounds like? Is we're just feeling and waiting for people to actually respond on
Twitter. We've got responses there. Ready to go right here. Right. I just wanted to keep talking about my pa as Batman. I think that's an amazing topic.
That is an excellent topic.
This is great. I like my pa before. I really like him now. He's cool.
You're gonna be, next time you're going to see him, you're like, I know you're sick.
Yeah. It's like, I'll be like, just like tapping
this.
My
you're
nose.
You're crazy, Adam. Yeah. And then grab you by the throat and they're like, shut the fuck up, kid.
No, he'll go, like, what did you say, pa? I don't understand what you said. Who loves you?
I saw that something that I saw something about that saying he sounds the same as Cookie Monster.
Yeah,
it sort of does.
It's pretty good. It's like a cross, where's the lasagna? A cross between the Cookie Monster and the Swedish Chef.
It's the best.
Discussing.
It's disgusting. Disgusting.
Hey, it's not like we're not discussing. We're just not discussing what these people want us to discuss.
See, that's even more insulting. We ask them for something and then we talk about pasta.
About pasta and my grandfather as the Batman.
Bat-pa.
These are our favourite topics.
Pa-man.
So next time we ask for topics, this is what kind of thing we want. What would it be like if Adam's grandfather was Batman? This is what you get.
And whether or not carrot belongs in spaghetti bolognese.
So that's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
I'd listen to it.
Yeah.
All right, go. All right, what do we got? We're just going to go from the top. Yeah. From the top. Blick82. We've sort of already talked about Dead Space, so I guess we kind of fulfilled his dream.
Yeah.
The pain in the ass
ending.
Pain
in the ass ending, yeah.
It is a pain in the ass. Apparently, not that I'll ever find out because
I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
I like that everyone else is saying this, not just me. So
what's that?
Penny Arcade like made a comic about it.
Yeah, so I like everyone else is saying this, not just me. Yeah. So
that, those two Penny Arcade comics were hilarious.
Oh yeah,
based on that.
Blah blah blah.
I like the terror worm thing one.
Yeah.
Destroys in the proximity mines,
like we discussed.
I love the idea of something in a game having like a breaking the fourth wall style conversation with you going, are you doing what I asked you? So funny.
Did you see where I pointed out the weak spots here and here?
So basically, yeah, one of the first ones I've got here is...
There was one from Morgan, right?
Yes. The licenses. Licenses will make a good game? When we read this, it was like...
And we have to
straight away, I thought, this is a good one. I like it.
Yeah.
He actually mentions Evangelion. Evangelion. Can you say it?
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Evangelion.
It's got a hard Evangelion.
Evangelion. That sounds better.
No, because you evangelize something. You don't evangelize something.
It's Japanese.
No, people get arrested for evangelizing walls and stuff. That was too dumb even for me.
Oh, no, that was good. That was good. If I could reach
you,
I'd give you a high five.
Stop evangelizing that wall.
Oh, it's the cops.
Oh, no.
Oh, good Lord.
Jesus Christ.
All right. I was thinking about this before, and I mean, I think it was one we always talk about.
Walking Dead. Yeah.
There's a good chance that's actually
going to
happen.
Sounds like it's happening. Yeah. But it almost sounds like it's happening... as an official and an unofficial thing. Like, there's a lot of games that have been rumored to be getting developed or getting made that are based on
an open world thing,
but not Walking Dead. But then there's also talk of an official Walking Dead game.
Which could possibly more be of an adventure, sort of an adventure
game. Yeah. I picture an official Walking Dead game to be probably like basically a Resident Evil knockoff anyway.
I hope they steer away from that.
I hope they do too. But I mean, I'm more excited, probably more so about... someone doing it as a non-official thing now, based on
just the
what
world.
I've seen of the series that's come out. Like, I'd rather someone just go from scratch and make something now. I think.
Well, it makes me think of licenses that I love that I'd also, you know, like, that's the best place to start with this kind of topic is like, where, what do you love, therefore would love to see as a video game? Done well is another very important distinction to make with this topic. Like, I feel like you could go and try and think of a million different things that hadn't been had any kind of game.
Yeah.
But the one that strikes, like, one that gets me is, like, Astro Boy, because I'm such a big, you know, 80s Astro Boy fan. But there's heaps of crappy Astro Boy.
Yes. They've had a couple of good goes, though. Like, the PS2 one was okay.
Yeah, but they're all based around the new Astro Boy.
Yeah.
I'm talking, like...
But the game itself, the idea of it, rather than... I mean, apart from the setting and the style of it, the actual type of game that it was it's on the right track of being something you would actually play.
I don't know what I'd like to play with it, but I love that, you know, that character, that genre. 80s Japanese cartoons are unique in them. So like, you can tell when you're watching Cities of Gold or whatever else. Sick. You know, it's got a really specific look. And I'd love to someone to have a go at making something look like that.
I think something that looks as true to an old-style 80s cartoon would be... easily, you know, if in the right hands, like, it could be easily done, like, as far as the look of it.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, you look at fucking Naruto and
exactly. Based on
those games
look like that.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
They've taken something that's not a 3D, like a cartoon, which is 2D, and turned it into 3D. But, yeah, like, basically just, put a bike pump in it and just, basically, like, they've done a really good job of making it still feel like...
the animation style.
Yeah, which is, you know, so it easily be done. But I'd love to see it kind of almost look a little bit crappy.
Mm.
Like, if you were to do something as old, like, as an Astro Boy.
But that's the point. It's like, a part of it is a nostalgia kick.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's talking to my childhood, and that's what you want. You don't want it to look too new and shiny.
Yeah. And Astro Boy could be like a really cool game with like cool boss battles and stuff. Mm. Like,
a
Shadow of the Colossus with Astro Boy fighting giant robots and
they
shit.
They were never that big. Like, the enemies
and
stuff.
Some big stuff. He used to throw shit around.
Yeah, there was reasonable size. There was never, like...
I'm not talking like city size.
No. Like, there was some characters that were, like, pretty damn big.
I
think that would be really cool. Is there anything else you guys can think of?
This is a funny one for me, because I don't...
Movies, even?
Movies and stuff like that. I think... I think I brought it up maybe in an old podcast going back, a while ago now, but like talking about 80s Japanese cartoons, the Lupin series. Doing a game like that. I still think that something like that would be excellent, a crazy... come to think of it, like an Assassin's Creed style game with him, because he's always, you know, running around doing crazy stuff on the rooftops and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I still stand by that. I still think that'd be really good.
I feel like I've seen one. It was something to do with the sniper guy or something.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah, that rings a bell. I can't think of what it is. Yeah,
he's like his sidekick.
What I was thinking in the way of movies. I know they've done Jurassic Park games, but that game that you shared with us not that long ago, where it's a multiplayer game.
Yeah, that's like in the works.
Humans against dinosaurs sort of thing. Yeah. Like, I looked at that, that just looks like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it could
be
cool.
It does, because they've copied the models, like, down to the fucking, you know, everything about those T-Rexes and stuff are Jurassic Park's T-Rexes.
Yeah.
And you're talking about something that, you know, nobody knows precisely what one looked like. Yeah. They've literally copied the models.
That's it, isn't it? Like that when that movie came out, it was like the first time. You've always seen pictures of T-Rexes in books and stuff. Like, that was the first one like that, and it was very iconic in the way that it was done completely different.
And the
raw
gate.
Yeah, exactly.
It
had those crazy ridges above its eyes.
Best samples ever, I reckon.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's crazy. But that brings me to, like, things that aren't, like, once again, it's that whole Walking Dead thing. It's like something that's not quite a license, but could be associated with something that it could be better.
That game is getting made again by the same people that Telltale are supposed to be making a Jurassic Park game that's an adventure game.
Yeah, see, that's interesting.
I'm so in. That's interesting. Like, that's so interesting to me. Running around and murdering dinosaurs is the opposite of what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I like dinosaurs.
Mm.
And I hate the... I don't know. That's one thing that I don't want to shoot a T-Rex. I want to look at it.
Nah, I think as far as...
run
like
away from it, at
that
least.
One you shared, I think the competitive multiplayer element of it I'm really interested in. But as an adventure game, imagine like an RPG-style game as a Jurassic Park game, as in, like, getting information about the dinosaurs, finding things like...
Yeah.
Well, really,
trying
how
to find tracks or what
I
tracks
love
is
that,
that?
Oh, my God, that... I was such a dinosaur... Again, talking about nostalgia, I was such a dinosaur nerd.
Same.
Like, I loved... You know, I had like boring textbook style ones, and they were my favourite.
That was still interesting when you were kids.
Totally. And yeah, I used to obsess over them. So I could see, I think Jurassic Park's a license that, you know.
Yeah, and if you think about Jurassic Park, I suppose, like, how much of those movies do they actually fight dinosaurs?
They run they're running away. Exactly, they're running away,
kind of, it fits more.
I remember when I first watched that, and it was like, they said there were 7 raptors, and I'm like, and I used to count them, like, I'm like, was that enough? And you know, like, I was, you used to be like, well, that one's dead, that one did this, that one stuck down in that power thing, and it was like, I used to, like, try and work out where each of them were. Yeah, I love that movie. I watched that 7 times.
Really?
Yeah, when it came out on video, I watched it 7 times before we had to take it back. It was overnight.
Wow. That's a pretty good effort.
No shit.
Wow. That's crazy.
When the movie Friday came out, I watched it back to back.
With itself.
It was an overnight.
Just watched it twice.
I'd watch it twice.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I loved it so much, I watched it again.
Wow.
That's back when I was a young black male. Yeah.
What? Wait a minute. Yeah. You were never a young man.
Can you think of anything?
I'd love to see a really well-realized Full Metal Alchemist game.
Mm.
You lent me this show, and I still haven't watched it. What's the deal with this?
So basically, it's set in an alternate reality where instead of science being the forefront of the technology and advancement there's alchemy. So
it's like magic, basically.
Magic science.
Pretty much. It's the theory of equivalent exchange. So you can take this amount of material X and turn it into something else, which you make out of that.
Yeah.
Essentially by doing a spell kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
And there's like...
So if you take one part pasta sauce.
Yeah.
Yes. One part pasta and you combine them.
Make a lasagna.
One part carrot, throw the fucking shit in the bin.
Very important step. Exchange that. Never, ever put the carrot in.
One part, my past fist. The other part, your face.
Wham.
You've got a punched face.
Yeah, so it's a cool universe, but basically the main character can do alchemy at will, whereas most other people have to draw an alchemic circle and then do it out of that.
Right.
So what I can see would be a cool game is to have, like, maybe again, like an Assassin's Creed kind of open world thing, but have, like, a dynamic alchemy button. So say you can be looking at, say, something like a street post, push your alchemy button, and he'll turn it into like a spear or something. Or you can look at a wall and like crazy shit happens.
So to be able to basically you walk around in a world and you sort of gather clues. It's like, I need to do this. So maybe if I change this into this, but I need this particular element. So I need to go and find that.
It's all about using what you've got around you. So say in the series, like, they might be chasing someone down an alley. Well, you can use alchemy to, like, bring a wall up in front of them out of the concrete in the ground.
Oh, right.
So a wall would just come up and stop them, or spikes might come out of a wall. Like, it's just... have in the show, there's, like, all these massive battles between... two alchemists and things like that, and it's got a really cool backstory, and it could be done really well.
Yeah.
There's been a DS game done on it, which it looks to me like a bit of a top-down RPG, maybe, but not what I'm after.
Something a bit more full-fledged, more depth.
Yeah, so that could be cool.
Yeah,
that's a good topic. I'd like to hear what anyone else has to.
I'm struggling. I know the stuff there that I would love to see as a game, but I mean,
I'd love to see. Another really good Spider-Man game. I know that's dumb.
No, it's not dumb. That would be good.
I want to see the War for Cybertron guys doing a Gen 1 Transformers game. Just fucking do it.
G.I. Joe game.
Where you can go that Sailor. Can't remember his name. Sailor
Jim.
Sailor
Sam. I never had the Sailor, and they had the bad guys. If I got a good one, good guy for my birthday or anything, I used to like burn them.
He died. A horrible
just like,
death.
No, but burn them.
And now he yells
wounded
at television.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like the guys who got shot, you'd be like,
a hero's death. Frosty, Osok Frosty, favorite guilty pleasure game. No matter how bad or unlike the game is, you still play and love it.
Wow, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
I'm still playing one of them, being that's a Just Cause 2.
Yeah, guilty pleasure?
Totally.
Yeah.
Because some of the parts in that, you're just like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, whee, attack helicopter!
See, this is another one because I'm sure
it's NBA, dude.
That's guilty pleasure. No, I think guilty pleasure is something you do when no one sort of knows about it.
Yeah,
you know,
you
sort of do
know.
It.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hitman used to be a little bit like that for me.
Yeah.
I used to play, I think, the second one over and over again, the same level.
Yeah,
the hotel level.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. Actually,
yeah, I used to play that over and over again.
I reckon mine is probably the Black Ops map pack that I bought.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You shouldn't have bought it.
I don't like telling people about it.
See, it's probably less about what I just said then too. But I guess you could say in the same way you said Just Cause, you could probably say Red Faction, even though we haven't dug it out for a while.
Yeah,
but you know, because it's not
anything older.
Hey,
anything old, like
old game, like an older.
It just always sits in your collection that you know you don't want to get rid of. Like, I mean, I don't know how guilty it was, but man, Viva Pinata, I put some hours in that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I bought Doom.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I bought that a lot.
You bought Katamari a couple of times too.
Three times.
It's a bit of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I might have spoken too soon. I think that is probably, you are probably right there with being what kind of games. Like games you probably, you know, you should be playing something else, but it's like, oh, I really could go that.
That's it. That's the way I look at it. I don't. Yeah.
See,
like
I put Pure in that pile for me. I haven't dug it out for a while, but that's a game that I still can put that on, play one race, do one race, and go, it's really good. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another one when it gets cheap would be probably Blur, which is the same sort of thing. When that gets cheap, I could easily jump in and out of that game and be happy.
Yeah.
Happy some to play stage. That.
But I suppose the ones, do you have any games that you feel are. You know, poorly reviewed or anything like that that you still absolutely loved?
So that's hard.
Yeah.
It is hard.
I forget to look at reviews a lot of the times.
Yeah, so do I.
I don't
know what's bad because if I think it's awesome. I used to play a lot of Worms. Like Worms Armageddon. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Worms World Party.
World Party.
I played that just ridiculous amount of matches.
Yeah.
Just against computers and shit, you know, just, God.
Yeah.
I'd hate to think of how many I played.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, I should have thought about this one a little bit more when I first read it. Because I know there's going to be games. Between this and that last one, we'll turn off record and I'll be like, oh, that's right, there was this one. I don't know. I think that's one. I wouldn't even mind actually coming back to that.
Sure, Adam. I'll let you do that.
Another time. Now, we've got some more here. Sarcastic Molko said, talk about games.
We did that already.
Yeah. So we're doing that. Very, very good.
Yep. I like Dr. Oxide's. He'd like to see a discussion of cacodemons and their difficult living arrangements behind walls and in small rooms in hell.
That is a concern. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you're condemned to hell...
Yeah.
Right, there's very... Like, what are the chances you're going to have the big, wide open space of a large spider demon?
No.
You're almost... If you're a lowly cacodemon, you know, Satan's going to be like... He's like, you know where you're going? In that room.
Pay your dues, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you just got
have
here.
To wait until
How
the dude
big is it?
Comes
Stand
through.
Stand next to this armor.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And if someone comes, you fuck them up. And he's just be like, okay.
Oh, man.
Imagine being the poor ones that were like in a secret room.
And he's got so many eyes.
Mm.
Two. The floating guy. That's Cacodemon.
Nah, that's Pain Elemental.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, Cacodemon's got one eye, sir. It's red with one eye.
I thought it had more than one eye.
Nope.
You're talking about the things in Doom?
The floating one?
Yeah.
One sure eye. It doesn't have an eye? More than one eye? Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Bought Doom many times.
I'm thinking of the floating
the
guy
pain...
from Little Big Trouble in Little China.
The many eyes. Yeah. Let's talk about that guy.
Oh, right. Okay.
I thought it was yuck when he licked his head.
Uh-huh.
He licked his head and he had an eyeball on his head.
No,
that's gross.
Make
a fucking Big Trouble in Little China game.
There you go.
Do something.
You do that thing you said you were going to do.
Make that game.
So basically, you have to sit in a cupboard and wait until some guy comes along, and then you're probably going to die, and you'd probably know that as a cacodemon.
Yeah.
Mm.
The chances of him coming with anything like, you know, 15 health or so, then you've got a bit of a chance.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're pretty easy to beat.
If you've got a chain gun, then you can't do anything.
No, you just go,
you have to take
and
it.
Shut your eye and get pushed backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bit shit. Yeah, oh, I wish you didn't do
that.
I
always felt bad for that guy. You know the guy at the very start? who you can see but hasn't seen you yet, who just stands there doing that, you know, 1-2 animation, and he goes, you can just stand there forever, and just he just has to stand there and do that.
Yeah.
Eventually, he will die. He'll just stand there and go, oh, I'm so fucked. Standing here.
Just kill me. Just do it. I don't even care anymore.
You are doing me a favor.
What could come? What's worse than this?
Doing this more?
Huh.
And all the monsters in Doom 3 where they're just like standing, waiting in a cupboard, waiting to get sprung.
Yeah.
Do you think they get excited like at a surprise party?
Ooh, yeah, it's like,
I think I heard him.
I
think he'll just give me his present. Do we have any more?
We've got heaps. You just jumped around the list.
Well, I don't want to keep reading them.
Angry Pom has story/narratives in games. What makes a good one? Being good.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
What makes a good, like, makes a good narrative?
Narrative, yeah.
I think you need, what you need to do as a man that makes game stories.
Games,
game narratives.
Game story, yeah.
Is look at something that's good and copy it.
Pretty much.
Like, so I'm being completely and utterly serious.
That's how Vanquish got made.
What's that?
Have you seen Vanquish?
No.
Did you play the demo of that at all?
No, I did not.
That was a whole bunch of guys going, hey, Gears of War, that's super popular.
Mm.
Let's make that. Let's make one of those games.
Yeah. That didn't work.
Yeah. I suppose it's more focused on a good story.
Look, in all seriousness, though, like, I don't understand how people can get it wrong. It's not like it hasn't been done before. No, seriously, like, it's like...
I'm raising my eyebrow.
You are.
Writing a bad story is a lot easier than writing a good story.
Obviously, you need the imagination, you need to have the ideas, that's fair enough, but you do certain things like that just don't work.
Yeah.
Copy something that does, and I'm not saying, like, take that... And put it in yours. Like, say, okay, this is what they did for theirs.
Yeah.
Do something similar.
Games have...
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like the roads have not been travelled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Games have the issue where they don't have the same thing as, like, say, a book or a movie. Games have got to fit in with the mechanics of the game itself in the way they tell the story.
Yeah.
So, the way they put it to you, like, through cutscenes or in-game stuff... That can really change what you take in from it.
Because
a lot of time, cutscenes, I'm like, okay, then I play the session of the game and kind of have forgotten or ignored what was going on there. Whereas I think a lot of the times when it's within the game, you tend to maybe pay a bit more attention. But
because you're not broken out
different.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know. When I think of something, what I think makes a good one is something... unique, you know, like something that makes a good story anywhere. It's like something that makes me stand up and pay attention.
Yeah.
Whereas if I hear the same thing, like you're saying, then I'd lose interest and then I tune it out.
Not so much the same thing. I'm talking about...
It's like saying, hang on, that guy wrote a good story. I'm going to write a good story too. He had a hero. I'm going to put a hero in.
More, less the actual...
Princess,
I'm talking about...
Other castle.
I'm talking about like...
Got it.
I'm talking about more Braid. So the way that it's presented. Like, I can't think of the example. We did speak about a game not long ago that was a pretty similar sort of style game of another game that was quite popular, and I can't think of what it was.
We're talking about narrative, though, not style. Like, not the
game. Yeah, I mean, as in story style, like style of the way it was told or whatever.
You mean
it was
how
very
it's delivered
similar.
Or?
Yeah, it was very similar type of game or story. I can't remember what it was, but basically they went a completely different way that just did not work.
Yeah. Well, I guess
like, if you're going to do something that's similar, fucking stick with the formula. Like, you know what I mean? Fair enough, if you've got a game that is unique, probably 9 times out of 10, it's going to be that uniqueness alone is going to be enough to drive you to play the game, unless it's just flat out shit.
Yeah.
But if you say you've got a first person shooter, and it's very similar to another first-person shooter that is quite good, then you've already come that far. Just keep going with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I just think that, like, mechanics is one thing, but writing narrative is a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah, oh, it is. It is, definitely.
And, like, making a really tightly controlling, platformer
in
one thing, that's great, but then making an interesting narrative is totally separate. Like, no, they're two different things. And I feel like
tying it in through the game, like, yeah, you can't just have a thing at the start saying this is the story.
This
blah,
is
blah,
why.
Blah.
No. I get the feeling that sometimes this gets put at the back of the pile on the priority list.
No, yeah,
and
definitely.
So you'll get a whole bunch of guys saying, "All right, this is the game idea we've got. Could you make a story for it?" And then the person goes, and you sort of like wonder which one came first. And often that reflects poorly on the way that it, like, actually, you know, it feels like develop. You know, when you see someone said, "Oh, this is just programmer art. This is not the actual art that's going to be in the game." And I feel like the story is often like, it's like the finished art. It's like, "Oh, we hired a guy to come and do that." So I have to shoehorn some fucking narrative into some, you know, bizarre kind of situation.
Yeah.
Games that, like, recently, the games that I can think of that really sort of struck a chord with me in a narrative sense haven't had cutscenes. Like, for instance, like Limbo, I thought had a really interesting narrative because it left you relatively
that's
cold.
A good example of what I was talking about. That's so unique.
Yeah.
That, you know, whether or not it's done differently or not, it's so interesting and one of a kind that that's enough for you to be interested in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps that it is like, I mean, I don't know much about the story at all. I still haven't finished this game, but it probably helps that is a little bit more outside of the box, I guess, because it is so unique.
So the thing that I liked about that narrative is it leaves you less, relatively, questions unanswered.
Yeah.
Like, that's one mistake I think people make with narrative is they think that it needs to sew everything out up in a really nice box and it has to make perfect sense.
Or not at all in the case of Dead Space.
But that's what I'm saying.
Really?
Is like,
not that you, that doesn't spoil anything, but
it's there's ambiguousness can be an effective way to say, no, you're supposed to have left this without knowing what happened. You know, movies do that all the time.
The old Inception ending.
Inception and Shutter Island.
Exactly. So that's you know, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I don't think there's no perfect formula.
I'm not saying it as if like people should copy a story. Like, I know, like, I'm sort of saying more so is get the, I think that more people that make games or story in games, whatever you want, need to take their influence from things that do work. Like, for example, like a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, take
another good game. Like, just take a step back and look at what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's like, surely they can't just go, okay, and that's done, and then play it or do whatever they need to do, or test it, whatever they need to do, and go, yep, that works. That's excellent. That is excellent. We've got a winner here. Like,
the problem is games aren't movies. Games aren't books.
No.
Like, no. There's no. Okay,
but
now,
what are the ones that work? The ones that are like that?
No.
I reckon one of the best examples of a pretty standard game that has got a found the way to integrate story well and make you give a fuck is Enslaved.
Yeah, totally.
Enslaved is a bog-standard action game at its heart, but the way they've done the story through incidental dialogue, cool cutscenes...
Yeah.
In-game,
the story-driven scenes. The story progresses in a really nice set of beats.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not overly complex. They don't bog you down with needless backstory.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. That game rolls like a movie.
It does, and that's the challenge that people have with games is that you don't have a movie where you can just sit down and focus on the movie. Yeah. That's it. No.
If you get stuck in a 25-minute long puzzle-solving section.
Yeah.
You have forgotten, like you said before. Mm. You're like, oh fuck, what? So I feel it is a lot. Like pacing is a really incredibly important thing with games. Like games need to be paced correctly, and you might have the most killer story ever.
Yeah,
and then you fuck it up by putting in the worst level ever that somebody has to repeat 10,000 times.
That
sours their experience, and then all of a sudden they never find out what made your story great.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Sixth Sense.
Yep.
It's kind of a cool movie, kind of creepy, but then it gets really fucking good. You know, whoa, mind blown. Mm. Someone doesn't get to level 8 to get that. So they can't just assume that they're going to finish it.
No, that's true.
So it's a whole different animal. And I feel like the thing with narrative in video games is very fresh. Mm. It's very new. It's not very old. So movies have had, you know, coming up on 100 years of practice. Books, literature, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, you know, of practice to get good.
Yeah.
And video games is like, it's a fucking infant.
Just started.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and so we're still trying to work out where they are.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know, I ain't done shit.
Yeah, but fuck, I'll just play it.
But they're still trying to work out how to make it really good.
Yeah, and there's not a lot to get it. You've got like your Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Enslaved.
Yeah, see, Mass Effect does a really good job. Like, yeah, I feel like it's a really fine mix of
that's enough. That's completely different to like the likes of Enslaved too, where Enslaved basically holds your hand and guides you through the story.
Yeah.
Whereas Mass Effect says, well, we can do that, or hey, do you want to find out a little bit more
about it? Yeah, Mass Effect has got huge chunks where you're not playing the main story. Yeah.
You'll be walking around the ship and stuff is happening that's telling you something. You're getting told a story by the visuals.
Yeah.
And then you're getting told a story by incidental dialogue. Then you're getting told a story by each character that you recruit. Like, everything gives you a little
and
more.
And it's all just filling in this backstory in your mind, like, of the universe.
Without shoving it, turning it down your throat and making it confusing and muddled. I think there's enough source material out there for games to lend from to get better. I think that's more the point I'm sort of trying to make.
Yeah.
I'm being a little bit more direct by saying just copy it, but there's enough out there. There is books, there is movies, there is things like that. Yeah, they don't just copy and paste into a game.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but at the moment,
use it. You, there's enough to be used to show you what does work.
What you're saying is take it and see what sticks to the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
And
then
what doesn't, just get rid of.
It's like the carrot.
It's like the carrot. It's exactly the same.
You don't want that in there.
Didn't know we were going to use that.
Didn't see that shit?
Did we?
Sixth Sense. Huh? Bam.
Bam.
So I've got a really good one.
Time.
Socapex. Facial hair. What is manliest?
Discussing.
What do you reckon?
I reckon
what
like,
is the
look,
manliest?
A good old Bushman's beard is like the manliest pleasure
you can
get.
You can't beat that.
But the thing is,
it's got pure volume over...
But then... You don't
and it's like,
see.
I don't give a fuck. That's what that beard says.
It's like,
it does.
How can you argue with that?
Is that manly, though? Is that man... It's like, I get
depends
it.
Depends what... That's, are you trying to... Is it, yeah, I don't know.
Like, imagine a man... The manly sort of stereotype generally has got, like, that three-day growth kind of thing, where they're just standing there, you know, like, and he has to shave because he's got to go to work because he's got responsibilities.
I often have that, but it's more from laziness rather than manliness.
Oh, yeah, that's... But
and
they
I
like
have
to
that because
pretend.
I don't like shaving because it chafes my skin.
Yes.
But yeah, so the Bushman beard, the enormous beard,
yeah,
that's pretty. But then again, a fucking Rockin' Mo.
Rockin' Mo's pretty good.
See,
I wouldn't. Yeah.
See, it's manly.
Yeah.
It's incredibly manly.
It is, yeah, okay,
it depends who's looking at it.
Like a Burt Reynolds mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
fucking Magnum
manly.
PI.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
True.
Try and keep your underpants on, ladies.
Yep.
You can't.
You can't
do it. You have no choice in the matter.
No, but mustaches is a fine line.
It is a very fine line.
Very.
But because it can look really shit if you're not good at making one.
Yeah. See, I'm not very good at making one.
Or you could look like Hitler.
If it's
that's another
thin,
thing.
That's just awkward.
What?
You can look at the pencil thin one on top of the lip. That's scary.
Yeah, it's a bit scary. Because it makes it look like an outline on your lip. Yeah.
And if you
like
put
someone's
twisted
drawing
edges,
your lip on.
Everyone thinks you're a weird hipster douche.
Yeah, I know.
Look out.
I don't think I could rock one of those.
Treacherous waters.
I'm pretty much just looks like a slab of hair on the top of my lip.
Yeah.
I can't grow any long facial hair. Like a block, yeah. It's like someone put a fake mustache on me.
Yeah.
I had a mustache.
It does look like
I had
that.
A mustache for a party last night, a real one, because I had, like I said, I had my holiday beard.
Yeah. It looked like a mad fake mustache, but in the best possible
someone
way.
Someone thought I had a fake mustache.
Yeah.
All night. I'm like, I can't remember who it was. But they actually thought I had a fake mustache. Like, are you fucking serious? Look at this thing.
I grew this myself.
It's not long enough to be fake, but it's short enough to be... You can still see some skin there. Yeah. Like, it's like, I didn't just implant each one of these little hairs in.
Oh, so you're an idiot. Off with this conversation's head. Wraith, long-time listener.
First-time caller.
Not at all. Any of you got into Rock Band 3? Any plans to? No.
No, I'm...
Nah.
We played it.
No.
We played
I think
it
I'm over
with,
the whole music
with Rockers.
Yeah,
I still
I'm
like
done.
To get drunk and sing. That's never going to end, my friend.
Do you know,
never.
You know what I've been doing a lot lately? Is Sing Star.
Yeah,
I'm not even talking like PS3. I'm talking like the PS2
we're
one.
We're not invited to those parties, Adam, so you can't talk about it.
Look,
we can't get into it because we're not invited.
It's an exclusive VIP club. Sections.
Exactly.
That's still really fun. SingStar's really fun. And like, for a while there, it was like when Rock Band first come out, you're like, this is way better than SingStar because everyone gets to do something and blah, blah, blah. And it still is.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's something about just getting up and rocking a mic that I think is just really fun.
Well, that was always the funnest part for me.
Yeah. And towards the end, like it was for me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drums and vocals, that's it.
Not really, because I suppose we haven't done that for a while.
And you look back at like parties and shit we've had where we've done Rock Band, and it's always like the same three or four dudes playing it, and everyone else.
Yeah, we have the best time ever, and everyone else slowly leaving, and then it's just like, where did everybody go? We're having an awesome time. My throat hurts. How does he do that?
Next morning. Yeah. No man can sing that note. No man.
Do you know, I saw a little bit of Oprah, believe it or not, when he played on her show, Oprah. And he pussed out on that bit. He made the crowd sing.
Yeah, that's an old trick.
Yeah.
Apparently, that showmanship.
Respect for musicians. When as soon as they puss out and do that, gone.
Yeah, see, it's different for something like that because that is...
Gone.
I wouldn't go to a Bon Jovi concert.
The exact same thing.
Exactly. I wouldn't go to a Bon Jovi concert and not sing that line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would, like... Like you would go to a concert.
Yeah,
you'd want to hear it once, maybe. Yeah,
he pushed out on the whole lot.
He's like, he's literally gone. Look, dude, I don't want to fucking spit up blood.
You've heard that song, right?
Like,
Man can sing this. Bon Jovi sang it. Man can sing that. Bob actually went to see Bon Jovi with his mum and his brother. Slightly jealous. I would have liked to have gone.
Yeah,
to that
I would
concert.
Love to have gone. Yeah.
But he said, a lot of that was 50% of it was him singing, 50% of it was the crowd singing.
So that's fine. A mixture of
like the whole gig was like that.
I'd like to go there and yell at him. It's like, do the, taking care of business right now. No new crap. He's like, just play that album.
Play that album.
I don't want to hear any of your new stuff.
Apparently it was like that.
Two
new songs
who
and everything else
was
old.
Stuff.
The other thing he asked
it's
is,
his life. It's now or never.
Yeah, now or never.
Yeah.
He's not going to live forever.
He's not.
He just wants to... What's the next line?
He just wants to live while he's alive.
That's it. Because it's
what about that
life.
Excellent Have a Nice Day song? That was a good song.
No, it was not.
It was not a good song.
What's your opinion? He also asked, what's your opinion on pro guitar mode? Adam specifically
Me specifically?
You, what do you think about that pro guitar?
We didn't
pro guitar? Being a pro guitar player myself...
I only play pro.
Awesome.
It's like, I do play guitar... Only on easy mode, like the real guitar.
I think I have to play it. I have to play it. But I think if it does what I think it's going to do, I think it's excellent.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Because it's going to do what...
has anyone played
extra
it yet?
Hard...
Did they release that shit?
I don't think
Mike brought the keyboard down.
There's a whole bunch of ones with buttons. No, it wasn't. It was cool.
Yeah. I thought it was getting the pants. To other people, it was
flip-flop.
Cool.
I think if it does what Extra Hard Drums did for drums for Rock Band, then Extra Hard Drums for drums for Rock Band, I'll get that out, is drums, is real drums.
Yeah.
It's the exact, every single exact beat. So if guitar does the exact same thing, like, you know, does the actual chords, the actual fret placing of lead parts and all that sort of thing, then cool, I reckon that's great.
Yeah.
Because that's only going to, you're subliminally learning guitar.
Yeah, pretty much.
Subliminal guitar learning.
Yep. So I think that's cool.
You think it's cool?
I think it's cool.
Wonderful.
I think they need to get some cooler guitars, though, as real guitars.
Yes.
None of this.
It's exactly the same as...
Strap-ish.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as the way that first-person shooters teach you to murder.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It's good.
Yep.
Something for the kids.
Something for the kids there.
Something for the kids. Yep. Good for them.
Video games. Educational.
Educational.
The Angry Pom... Well, Angry Pom. It doesn't actually say the. I just added that for a little bit of extra sauce. Oh, we
some
already
good
did that
sauce.
One.
Yeah,
Shit, man.
I'm late to this party.
Oh goodness. Wow. Was there any more?
There's one more from Shah.
Yeah.
Said games that everyone loved that you hated. All of them. That's my opinion. And
Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Poor Nathan.
Yeah. Yeah, no, did everyone love that?
You were a rage outlet.
What's that? Interesting.
Yeah, the other one was the games you most look forward to that sucked. Well, that's
maybe yeah. Go back to our Game of the Year podcast.
Actually, yeah, I think I feel like we've done that one a little bit. But the other one was games that are played as pure rage outlet, bad day at work, and so on.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. Oh, man, I used to love Fight Night Round 3, I think it was.
Yeah.
Because that game was, like, kind of broken. If you went one of the heavy-duty characters, you could just absolutely unleash, and it was kind of yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit.
And there was another one. I remember there was one on the 64 WCW versus NWO.
Yeah.
And it had blood in it, and you could, like, break a dude's head open.
Ooh, that's gross.
Yeah, and I used to play that and, like,
punch take dude. That, teen angst.
Yeah, exactly.
So, did you play
I'm sorry. See, I don't... You two were, like, sitting there going, you know, saying all calm and shit as teenagers, being real cool. Fuck, you were standing in the forest in a metal band. I've seen the photos.
Yeah, you were.
Standing there posing with long hair.
Yeah, I was an angry little individual.
Exactly. So what did you do?
Played Doom.
Doom.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was a young black man, so I was angry as balls at the world.
And you played basketball.
Played basketball. Listened to hip-hop.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
No.
So, I never game angry, so I've got nothing. Gaming, gaming makes me angry.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. When you're angry, you just don't play.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
I'm a little like that now, actually. Yeah. I do something else. I've actually taken to running in the real world when I'm really angry.
Yep.
And I literally just run until the point where you're so tired, you just can't do it anymore.
I don't get angry anymore.
You don't really? No.
Not really? No.
I yell.
You just get
angry. World.
Do you?
No. I don't know. I don't know. It makes me angry. I don't know.
The next time you're angry,
I get annoyed. Is that the same?
Yeah, I don't.
Nathan gets angry when he starts yelling at the TV.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yell at pretty much anything.
Mm. The baby.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Ooh.
And Tash comes in and goes, "She is asleep. Yeah. Do you want to stop yelling?
Stop yelling. You woke her up. You dickhead."
I'm sorry.
We did have one here from Buzz Games too, but we ended up covering it in our last week's minicast.
Yeah, we did.
Which was the upcoming game release and your thoughts. Your thoughts on Crysis 2, which you kind of talked about on the minicast as well.
Sure did.
Yeah.
So thank you for that that suggestion there too. That's about it.
Disgusting.
Brushes, hi-hats.
Brushes and hats. Brushes and hats.
Brushes and hats.
Brushes and hats. Brush, hats.
Good name for a bar.
Brushes and hats.
Yeah.
Really?
No, probably not. Have you guys seen Terry Tate, Office Linebacker?
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Oh!
Old! Really?
Fucking, so old!
Yeah. Fucking bring the pain!
Yeah. Oh, God.
God, look at the date on that video, man. I think I watched that at a LAN party at Adams.
Yeah. That's before
you
YouTube,
downloaded an MPEG. No shit. Honest to God, I reckon.
Wow. Terry Tate, Office Linebacker.
Yeah. Matt showed me on Thursday. I've never seen it before.
It's about when he starts yelling about the guy taking all the pens and stuff.
No, I haven't seen that one.
And filling up the coffee.
You know you're getting to that bench!
Recycling.
Yeah.
But then he's like a contributor to the office and he's like pointing out pie charts and stuff. Yep. It's really good.
Yeah, it's
bringing Doris her birthday cake.
She's old.
Terry Tate, Office Linebacker. The other one to look for at the same era is that Nutri-Grain ad. Nutri-Grain bar ad.
Oh, yeah.
That never released. Because it was just so fucking
just
weird.
Everyone yelling at each other.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
I feel great, man. I feel great.
Yeah, it's because like they were on cocaine.
There was like that, yeah.
Hey,
I feel great in your heart. Let's get married.
Yeah.
Okay, but I want children. All right, so do I. 500 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, babies everywhere. It's fucked up.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
It's fucked up.
Steve, I'm leaving the company to start my own. Terry, you're a great guy with great skills. What the hell? I'm coming with you.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, what's up with you? I feel great, man. Punch me in the chest. Like, no hesitation.
Yeah.
Hey, you do feel great. I just shattered my hand. Hey, we're still recording.
Zealand.
New Zealand.
Ah, I thought I was going to say news then, didn't you?
I did.
New Caledonia.
Oh, let's go there in a school camp.
New England Patriots. I got nothing else.
Oh, okay, there we go.
News. Actual.
Actual news.
Actual.
Current events.
News.
Actual. Factual.
From the
up to date.
Snactual. Patent pending.
That is excellent.
I want to make a treat. That.
And it's like, snack-tual. It's a snactual because maybe snack-tual like
facts.
Maybe it's like Fantails have got little like facts on them.
Snactual.
So Fantails are snactual.
Snactual. That sounds like, don't Google that. No. Hey, news!
News!
Hey, remember that game, Jiggy Forever, that I've never talked about before?
No.
Yeah, I have slightly. No opinion on?
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
Not edited for Australia.
Yeah.
Totally fine. Totally fine.
Yeah.
Yep. Consistency. That's what I like. Yeah. The best.
We haven't heard from those guys for a while.
I reckon they're on holidays. I reckon
I think they've forgotten to do their job. I'm fine with that.
So you're telling me that on May 3rd of this year, is that when it's coming out?
I don't know.
On May 3rd of this year, I'm looking at a thing that says Duke Nukem hits on May 3rd, 2011. Yep. This year, it will be getting to us unedited in Australia.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is good. I didn't even think it
makes no sense.
It possibly getting censored.
It's because they don't know what they want to looking for. Censor.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're looking for.
No, I'm very confused about the actual
it
way.
Doesn't have the words Grand Theft Auto in it, which I think I've already said that another time. Recycling dialogue.
Your own dialogue.
Wasn't even that good to start with.
Another great story that popped up this week was this fella, David Braben, wants a Metacritic for game reviewers.
That's pretty
that
good.
Was funny shit.
That's pretty good, actually.
And the best thing was with the immediate angry backlash from game reviewers.
What the fuck are they going to be angry about?
Don't you judge us!
Jesus Christ.
We like to judge people, not us.
Don't
put us under the same scrutiny that we put other people's scrutiny under.
You're putting a mirror to us.
Yeah, no!
Mirror.
Don't you understand? Then you'll see that some of us aren't very good. But it is really funny. Like, the reaction was pretty... I think that it'll be relatively worthless.
Yeah.
But...
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
How much do you reckon Jabba the Cunt would get?
I think Jabba the Cunt would get a pretty low rating.
Yeah,
low rating, yeah.
You'd be getting a F+ from me.
F+, yeah.
F+.
Pretty poor. But I don't know. I thought that was pretty amusing. Having the idea of having... Although I don't like... What happens when those people start reviewing... Game reviewing reviewers?
The world will implode.
Yeah.
Eventually they get to us and we go Z-.
Z-.
Adam said he played 2 levels of Dead Space 2 and then said it wasn't very good. No,
it was only 1, Nathan.
That is bush.
I know what I like and I don't like it. There. I said it. Again.
That would be bad.
Z-.
Oh, jeez.
This is a blank score.
Yes. That's 1 away from being an A+.
Now,
coming back around again.
One part of the question from Wraith we didn't answer before was, are plastic guitar games dead? According to Activision, yes, they are. Along with plastic turntable games.
Yes.
Shit is done for Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah.
And it's also, weird, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, well, it must reflect.
A world without a crap rhythm game.
And also, but DJ Hero, pretty good. It's a good game.
Yeah, that's a shame, actually. No, I'm not a player of that game, but it's a shame to see something that did try and do something a bit different and I think succeeded.
Yeah.
To be no longer...
Yeah.
Well, not no longer supported. Like, they no still bring that DLC or anything for it?
No, that's where it ends. Like, that's...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, that's the absolute... Like, they're cutting off, like, they're not releasing, as far as I understand it, they're not releasing anything new
for those games. Shame.
And they said there will be no guitar or skateboarding games this year. So that's a big fat, this is not working out for us. And it's kind of
this long to figure that out.
Yeah, it's, I'm okay with it, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely fine, because I think the it's really obvious to me that the quality of those games has been in decline.
The dead horse must be just a bloody pulp.
Yeah, I reckon compare DJ Hero 2 to like the later Guitar Heroes and that, and DJ shits all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as the game is concerned.
I think it's really unfair that DJ Hero has been lumped in with Guitar Hero.
Yeah, it is a bit,
Well, it's their license. It's their, it must be expensive. And all of a sudden, they have to discount it so heavily to actually shift some units.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so then you've got, something that was initially spec'd to cost $150 for that DJ Hero bundle. All of a sudden, it's going out for, $40, $50 with the controller.
It's insane.
That must have hurt, That's bad. So, and then you've got, the same thing with Guitar Hero, all their shit, all the different instruments and stuff. I've seen that at hugely cut rate prices.
Yeah.
Like the official Fancy Pants Logitech drum kit shit for like guitars. $70 rather than from $500 and crazy shit.
I would still like one of those drum kits.
Yeah, it wasn't the Ion one. It was a Logitech one.
But they were okay too.
They were okay. But they're not quite at the level of the other ones.
Yeah. Hey, that's not really sad.
Yeah.
No. What is sad is Fox News.
Oh, what's
sucking?
What is this guy's?
Oh my god!
These guys have been in it lately, haven't they?
Oh, Fox News are very—they're like trolls, They basically bait and they look for the big reaction and they look for the, they go for the most extreme angle possible. Well, they really pissed some people off by having an expert on who literally said the increase of rapes can be attributed to the sexual scenes in some games. And it was it wasn't even like, it was it's completely like, it plain be. Language. It's
probably
was,
not a good thing, or is, it's like it is.
That is,
yeah, that's it.
She and the funny thing with this one was it was just such an incredibly insensitive thing to say that this chick got, and that was pretty much the quote. It was a very blanket statement, or a huge segment. How many people play games? How many Xboxes are out there?
About 15. Couple of hundred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're upwards in the 100 million sort of, there's some fucking units out there.
Yeah.
And then think of every different gaming, platform, times them all together.
Yeah.
Then think of the audience that these things draw, like a lot of things. So what happened was they all got pretty upset at being called rapists, which is, understandable. I don't really like that. It's incredibly offensive, and it's also just silly. So she was basically equating the idea of violence and sexuality being mashed together equals rapist.
Yeah.
Equals increase in rape.
Desensitized to that sort of thing, apparently.
Despite having a complete lack of any credible statistics to support this, she still went on to a national, a national news thing and basically blanket, attacked a huge segment of people. So, being that, this is what I love about our culture is they're not afraid to like counterattack with it's incredibly petty the but attack, it but it doesn't help. But the thing is, it still makes me laugh.
Yeah,
like if an asshole's house gets egged. Even though that's completely petty, you're still like, what a dick. Like, fuck you. Did you see that snowblower video?
No.
Oh, this dude.
No, I did not.
This dude, what happened was, I'll get back to this story in a second, but this guy is a security camera salesman, right? And so he had security cameras all over his house. Around his house, night vision ones, and he saw this chick walk into his front yard, let her dog go, run around, shit in his front yard. Then she stole his snow shovel from the front lawn.
What a bitch.
She went out to the street and unshoveled her car so she'd be able to get out.
Yeah.
And then stole the fucking plow, stole the shovel. So he's like, oh, really? And took his snow blower thing, which basically cuts through the snow and shoots it out sideways, and buried her car. Like, fucking buried it.
Nice.
It's completely disappeared. Oh, my God. It was so funny. And then he said he watched the footage of her unburying the car that took her 4 hours to get it out.
Holy shit.
Well like, done, sir.
Yeah, it was just total
That's
vengeance.
Amazing.
Anyway.
I like that.
So, in this analogy,
feel good story.
It's a feel good story.
So this chick is the bitch that stole this guy. So what she did, basically everyone jumped onto Amazon and started rating her book, like incredibly low, and also leaving an insane amount of abuse about her coming on and saying this kind of thing.
Yeah.
One of the things actually included was the increase in rapes could be attributed in large part to the playing out of sexual scenes in the book, in book covers, because her book had a sexy kind of cover.
Yeah.
So someone actually sort of like, slapped it back in her face.
Yeah.
And the other thing that
didn't they call her like, she looked like an aged porn star or something like that?
Yeah, pretty
well.
Mean.
Yeah.
But the thing that I liked about this was, this is the equivalent of someone like backpedaling really badly after coming in and saying a really shit thing. It's like walking in, someone going, "You look fat. You're a fat person." And then them saying, it was like, I've got diabetes, or I've got no liver. I can't process. I've got a dialysis machine here. Well, something is happening. It's like, I see I've made a mistake because, or it's like someone went to her house and like smashed up her car, and then she's come out and gone, "I believe I've made an incorrect statement about these people," because she's then come out and gone, "I better clarify what I meant." And then she's come out with this far weaker statement explaining herself, just trying to backpedal, basically saying, "Well, I don't mean that it directly correlates or anything."
Yes, you did.
It's literally like the mafia coming in and like smashing up her shop and going, "Oh, you mean this protection money? There you go. I'm very sorry. You've destroyed my livelihood by giving my book rating a 1 star on Amazon."
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But it's completely ridiculous. Like, it really is.
It's
like,
obscene. And you're right.
The thing is,
it is offensive.
It's really offensive. But the thing is, I don't get is, like, is this what people think that don't play video games? Do they think that we are sitting there playing sex
murder
scenes?
Rape simulators?
You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck? What games have that?
This came up when Mass Effect came out. Remember in Mass Effect?
One of about...
It was like half an
I'm
ass.
Holding up my hand, that's about as many games as I can think of that actually have anything remotely...
And it wasn't a sex scene. It was like daytime soap shit.
It was
embarrassing to see that this person came out and she was like, "Oh, this is terrible. And then the other guy, they brought in a video game expert, which they, ignored this time. They didn't want to do that again. Because he just like put a fucking glass of water over the whole thing, and he's just going, "Nah, dude, that's not the way it is."
Yeah,
he just sort of said, "Have you played this game? Like, do you understand like what you're saying?"
Yeah,
and because this game, because Bulletstorm says the word gangbang, in it, and dudes get killed.
Yeah,
it's like they're saying, when somebody goes to have a perfectly normal gangbang, they're going to think they're going to rap.
Consensual gangbang.
They're going to think they're killing people with grenades. Is that what
you want?
That? Kids? Is that what you want?
They've been led to believe they will score at least 400 points for getting a gangbang, and it will not happen in real life.
You can't just murder those people. They are there for sex. Not for murdering.
Consensual sex. No, I think it's just ridiculous. It's just
Fox. It's Fox getting attention. That's all it is. They're pretty clever.
No, it's...
Totally. Yeah,
I mean,
it's embarrassing.
Good that, it got thrown back in her face, but at the same time, just let these fuckers say what they want to say.
I didn't think
people
like that were still getting attention, to be honest.
God. It's insane.
We shouldn't get as angry as we do.
No, it's clearly bait. The story's bait.
The thing is that she's a
but
doctor,
good.
Right?
I'm glad that it's fucking bait, because she just put her fucking hand in a bear trap
exactly.
and got the motherfucker taken off.
She's like, can you do this for me?
Yeah.
She's
what's
like,
her qualification?
Oh, yeah,
yes. She will literally, I think she's a psychologist. She will literally have to write
a bigger fish to fry than fucking video games out there for this person. Put your skill... I'm putting up the visual quote marks, inverted commas, to better use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah, well, that's what just happened. She just got fucking bitch slapped by the internet.
Yeah. No one's going.
Old internet.
No one's
have you
going
seen that
to...
picture, "Oh, fuck, the internet is here"? That's a good picture.
I haven't
look
seen
that
it.
Up.
I will
it's
look
funny.
It up. Yeah.
It's all like the guys from Anonymous and Long Cat is Long and all these like internet memes in this giant rioting crowd, and it just says, "Oh fuck, the internet is here." Like, yeah, it's like, that's what happened,
that's
lady.
That's pretty good.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. Hey, good news. What? Darkness 2 is made and exists.
Or made?
Made.
No, oh. Getting made, yeah. I'd like to get in on this. I came into Xbox after the first one was out, so I never played it.
Oh,
really?
You should go back and play it.
I saw you play it a little bit.
I reckon you could pick that up for a dollar.
Probably.
Yeah, I think you could too.
I think I'll wait for the new one.
No, I played the first one.
No, that sounds good. You'll finish it in a few days and take it back because it is great fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good, a good man. Game. Yeah, very Ooh, cool. Holds
you'll
up.
Love it.
Holds up.
It's yeah, good. I think it does. It was a great looking game for
yeah, I remember it looking. Out. I remember that was what helped me turn to buying an Xbox.
That game.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because I remember seeing it at your place, I'm like, oh, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. Actually. No, it's a good game. Yeah. It's a good game. Definitely worth buying.
Bulletstorm, still on our lips.
Yep.
Lips.
Yes.
If anyone didn't catch it, you need to at least look up the video of the hilarious Call of Duty piss take they did.
Duty calls. Just watch it on YouTube. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. Yeah. And it's like a dude walking through a mock Call of Duty level. And it is so funny. Yeah. Like every time he shoots somebody, he ranks up to something else. He's like extra super awesome sergeant, extra super. And it just keeps going up and up. And then you like find there's like documents on the ground, and you walk up and pick it up, and it says 500 pages of foolscap paper. Like it's just what it looks like.
You picked up a meaningless stick. Yeah. Hooray! Congratulations! Awesome.
But then it culminates in the best ending where I can't remember the line. You actually finished it, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, yeah. I kind of don't want to spoil it because you need to really.
But it's it's pretty so funny.
So funny. Watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, just watch it on YouTube.
Because I wanted to play it, but it's not Mac compatible.
No,
no, you don't even need to play.
You really don't. It's awesome. Like maybe 4 minutes long.
But it was downloaded, I think it was 1.25 million times.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
That's the real... This is like such a successful stunt for them. And Cliffy B also came out this week and said, look, man, it's a fool's fucking game to try and compete with Call of Duty, so why bother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did something different. This is what we did. And it's like, well fucking done. Like, done for not being, playing into that.
Exactly.
I mean, he's got some fucking balls to, he's got some cash to back him up. But they made that off their own back because, Gears is their own thing.
Yeah.
And that was a successful game. So it's not like they've got some enormous backer just going, here you go. They made some good shit.
Yeah.
And original stuff too. So they're making cool games that still fit in that big balls out action kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily look like everything else.
No, that's exactly right. I think Epic's been really good like that in the past anyway.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then obviously with the inclusion of People Can Fly as well.
Yeah.
Being the painkiller guys, like that was a unique type of first person shooter as well. Nuts. So it's a really good collaboration. Yeah.
I think Bulletstorm's really going to stand out or something.
I think it's going to be really good. I got my fingers crossed. Yeah. Hey, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 has got a really crazy, innovative way of letting you fight against the absolute top players of the world.
Yeah,
called Shadow Mode. And Shadow Mode, what it does is it uses mimics the top players in the world. It uses the data that it's got from people, the way that they play, like the specific styles, the moves, when they use them, and tries to mimic them. As in like a robot, like a program mimics the style which they play. And then they say, hey, do you want to play the best Spider-Man player in the world? Go for it. And then you fight against individual gamers that aren't actually on at the time, but you fight against their shadow. It's like bloody racing ghosts.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Pretty crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah. I want to do that just to get my ass kicked.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you want to fire it up.
You can die.
Yeah. And just see how good they are or what they do. Like, absolutely brilliant.
It's amazing.
Rather than watching YouTube videos of strategies and stuff. What I mean, obviously it'll never be as good as a real person.
No,
but what a cool way of doing it.
Yeah. That is just very clever.
Yeah, absolutely. Clever. I really like that. So that's another thing that made me sort of go, this game is doing some really unique shit.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Probably more so to look at your copy, but...
Hey, just out of interest, is anyone going to get Killzone 3?
I might check it out and take it back. I definitely won't keep it.
Yeah.
I want to play it, but that whole thing again, I just feel like I need to be playing number 2. I need to finish number 2 before I get back to number 3.
Yeah.
I really did like Killzone 2. I thought Killzone 2 was excellent.
It was good.
It was. The thing that lost it for me was the corrupt game save that I had to start from starting.
That's right. Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, I probably would have played through and finished it. Yeah.
Proof that God exists and he's listening to our podcast. There's a in development and a zombie MMO that's coming out in two different parts. One first part is going to be single player, open world, zombie survival, in which the people have said it's like they the language they use and stuff sounds like they're real hardcore zombie fans. They're not like yeah, let's shoot everything. It's like you can't shoot everything. This is like about survival. It's not about like, oh my fucking god, please be good. Please be good.
And the fact it's coming out on Xbox as well, like that's
Yes.
Wait.
Oh my.
This could be the gate key. This game.
The gate. What do you mean by that?
Well, it could be the doorway to MMOs moving to consoles.
Right.
Well
DC Universe.
DC Universe already sort of did that.
Not for Xbox, obviously, but
what's that out on?
PS3 and PC.
Oh, okay.
Subscription model.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
I've heard good
apparently
things.
It's not bad. Yeah.
I've heard that. Yeah.
It's a shame which one's on Xbox.
Why
do we still care? I don't know.
I'm not really that interested.
No,
because I can't. I don't think I can justify that money to play it every month.
I don't. Well, I don't think you could anyway. I mean, it's got to be a good enough game to do it. So
yeah.
If it's not your thing, it's not your thing.
Yeah.
I saw a little bit. Actually, I saw a little bit at Rock's house. One of our listeners.
Yep.
And he's just sort of showing me his character. And apparently, you can set your attributes of what you want him to specialize in. But you get a mentor,
yes,
and you can pick a certain
three different heroes or
Batman,
three different villains,
and Superman, and someone else. And that was sounded really interesting.
That's
actually
like choosing your spec, as in your kind of like choosing magic, melee or
right.
It was cool. I was like oh, that actually sounds really interesting. But at the same time,
everything I saw, like I watched most of the quick look on Giant Bomb, which is worth looking at, and they went through a lot of the start and the way that it sort of works. It's pretty damn cool. Yeah. I would like to play around with the
creative player.
So what are you doing? Just fun. Fighting bad guys?
It's an MMO, but it plays like a brawler,
like
a
beat 'em up.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's not bad. I if it was on Xbox, I would definitely check it out. But I might, actually, on a side note, my PS3 is in the cupboard. I've replaced it with a Blu-ray player.
Jesus.
It's starting to happen. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll sell it. Like, no, I'll keep it in the cupboard to play games on.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, not a good sign at all. Although I did get contacted by Jade. He said, I've got your controller, man. I'll come and drop it off for you. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
So I will have a controller again soon.
Right, you can put that
maybe I will play Killzone too.
Maybe.
I'll review my controller.
Do that.
This is covered in grease. Someone's been playing chicken on it. Do we ever explain that before? Huh? These guys that we were playing Tekken with, that they have their chicken tournament.
Where they
eat KFC and then play Tekken because their fingers are all greasy.
Yeah.
Oh, and it like somehow helps them, it lubes their fingers.
It's a bit yuck, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, pretty funny. I like the chicken part, not the Tekken part.
Just the chicken.
I'm not very good. Well, I played Tekken and they played Tekken and I got beaten. So there must be some sort of magic sauce in that grease.
Must be.
Clearly.
It's secret herbs and spices. Secret.
Hey, what other games have we got coming up next week? Chaps, what are we going to talk about? What?
Marvel versus Capcom.
Are you guys going to get that game?
Yeah.
No?
Don't know.
What?
I
don't know.
We'll see.
Storm? When's that?
Will that be it?
Will
that be it?
But that's coming up. What others? Others?
Who knows?
We might be having a Sit Quietly cast.
Yeah, Sit Quietly and talk about
video games to come out.
Our feelings.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we've got
There'll be stuff. There'll be stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of it now.
I can't think of it. Oh, shit.
Too much pressure.
It's late.
I'm not here for the pressure.
It's late. It's late at night. What the hell?
Need to go to bed.
Asking me all these questions this time of night. Got short shorts on. You can see my inner thigh.
Hey, thanks everyone for contributing tonight. We really appreciate that.
We like it. We'll probably do it more often.
Yeah. And if you like, Rant Theory, chuck us on your Twitters.
Yeah, Twitter. It's not hard.
Have a follow.
Get one.
Follow us.
We say all kinds of interesting things sometimes.
Hey, look at this meal I ate.
Yeah.
Check it.
I want to make it. You send those infographics. Yeah. I want to say the hierarchy of tweets. So it would be like
what the percentage of things get tweeted.
Yep.
And it was like, at one end, it would be lunch. This one, the bar next to it, will be like things that I've just purchased. And then tiny, way down the other end, this very small, would be meaningful things.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the bar.
Don't forget...
Starts large. Lunch.
Don't forget advertising or promoting the movie I'm about to star in or the thing I'm about to do.
Yeah. Hey, guys, check out the Super Bowl I'm in right now. It's a big deal. I'm the Black Eyed Peas or something.
I didn't watch apparently.
I didn't want to watch it though.
No, me neither.
I don't even want to watch it.
No,
I don't give a
I don't like football.
Rats.
What, American football?
Nope.
No. I don't understand.
In general.
I watched it once with a friend.
Yeah.
And very we confusing. Ate hot dogs, and that was fun.
Yep.
And it was very confusing.
Yep.
There was a lot going on. It was long.
It is long.
Yeah. And we had American-style nachos, and they were disgusting.
Was that with the runny yellow cheese?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not into that.
It was awful.
Really?
Yes. I don't think that's even been near cheese, that stuff.
No. Nah. Mm. I think it thought about cheese in a dream once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was when it was something else. When it was the hoof of a cow.
But it was exciting at the time.
Yeah. Was it Super Bowl?
Yes. Yes, it was specific Super Bowl party.
Ah.
It was many a year ago.
I think I'll stick with basketball. All-star weekend.
All the guys were wearing
All-star
leather helmets. Coming up.
Tell you, champs.
Even basketball, I can't commit. I'm very lazy. Yeah. I won't even watch it.
I just can't find an interest in watching sport on TV. No. I don't know why. I'm
too busy watching YouTube unboxings for that kind of shit.
I was just saying,
that is the same old pastime.
I've been watching unboxing of shoes.
How boring would that be?
Pretty boring.
Nah, pretty exciting.
Wait. But, no, what is there to unbox?
You start smelling the screen.
But a shoe unboxing is literally opening the box and there's the shoes.
Yeah, but then they give you like 360 degree angles of the shoes and everything.
Okay.
Like
yeah, no, I can see that. Oh, God, that's bad. No, look. Yeah, we've all got stupid hobbies.
Yes, that's exactly right.
How many yo-yos have you bought in the last week?
I've bought a couple.
Excellent.
I've got another one.
And I'm all right with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, man. That is terrible. I literally have a small cut on my finger from string.
Really?
Wow, and that's dedication.
Not from once. It's from worn down.
Ouch.
Oh, goodness. Whoa. So like string burn.
Yeah, except a cut. Just eventually the skin
got
worn. Stop
using piano wire.
Yes, that's not a good choice.
No. That's for his little crazy little hitman style yo-yo he kills people with.
Yep.
Yeah.
Foolish.
See ya.
So you're going to be reviewing basketball on television.
Basketball. No.
I'm almost going to be reviewing lack of interest in sports, and I'll be reviewing yo-yos.
I might be reviewing actually the All-Star break, because I think that is... Oh, it will be. The All-Star break is coming up. Slam dunk competition. 3-point shootouts. Ooh. East versus West.
I reckon the guy who won't miss any will win 3-point shootout.
I reckon he'll be the one.
Uh-huh.
The money ball.
Mm.
That's the last one that's colourful.
Ah, right.
A money ball.
Is it filled with money?
It is.
When it hits the backboard, it explodes and change.
And then this weird yellow thing pops out with
oh, and gyrates at you.
Yeah.
No, it's literally called the money ball.
Is it worth more?
I'm Adam.
I'm Jacob.
Who? Jacob. Don't hey, know. If you want to get us, we're on the internet.
We are on the internet. Hey, look, it's Rant Theory on the internet.
Rant Theory at Twitter.com.
Go to P.O. Box 245.
Send your PayPal
donations to justadam@me.com.org.
What a cunt. .net.
But we're also on Gmail if you'd like to send us a Gmail.
A regular email.
Gmail, that's just like an email. A regular email.
Yeah.
But you've got to keep it to 140 characters, so just send us a Twitter instead.
Twitter's a lot easier. People do that.
Yeah, just tweet. Use the tweeters. Please.
Send it to the Twitter.
Don't be weird.
Don't be weird about it.
Join the modern times.
Embrace it.
Don't think just because your name says, you know, like 48 billion, that you missed the trend. You didn't. You're right there, buddy.
You're
a cool guy.
You're in the zone.
You'll be tweeting amongst the
or Facebook. Sometimes I'm on there.
Yeah.
I forget to update it.
I would update it if you made me an admin.
Nah.
For
all of that. See, people just don't use as much Twitter.
No. No.
No. I'm Adam. No, I'm not.
You're not Adam.
I'm middle. My middle name's Adam.
Your middle name's Adam.
Wow. Well,
my middle name's Nathan.
My middle name's James. That'd be weird.
It would be weird.
What is it? D-Lo.
Yes. That's Bruce. That's my pa's name.
That's excellent.
My pa's name's Bruce. Yeah. Bruce Wayne. He is fucking Batman. Holy shit. Why have I not seen these signs before? What the fuck?
Oh man,
I love that brain snap.
Holy shit.
My head
unflown. Really did, didn't it? Literally.
That's it.
I'm going to give him a call.
You're like the grandson of Batman.
I got.
He'll be like,
it's weird
because
he had that weird phone with the one button on it too. I don't know why I didn't pick up on that as well. Flashes whenever he calls.
Yeah, weird.
Podcast.
I'm Bruce Wayne's grandson.
That's pretty cool. That's you pretty can be Robin. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Robin.
You can be Robin with shorts that short. Oh!
You could be, actually.
Good call. Yuck!
That's a good call.
Look at that guy's nuts!
Robin nuts.
They just walk up the pipe behind him, the rope up the side of the building. He's like,
they're hanging down. I could see it dangling in front of my face.
Batman's like, we need to talk, Robin.
You either need to wear some underpants.
I don't want
to
make a big issue of it.
See, look at me. I'm wearing underpants. You can see them.
No, I can't. But, what that was? I just thought he had blue balls.
I don't want to look there.
Cut this shit off.
Oh, God.
All right. See ya.
Bye.